I don't. I did bar work for years. I definitely don't remember how horrible it was completely. No, exactly. And it is, you become aware of just how life has changed. Remember when we said that, you know, banning smoking on trains, on buses, on aeroplanes and similar, so it would kill all these industries off. Of course, people just adjusted remarkably quickly. Sarah Williams from ASH, that's the campaign group Action on Smoking and Health. Thank you very, very much indeed. So again, we are hoping to see some hundreds of thousands of people try to give up smoking starting tomorrow. There'll be a lot of people puffing away tonight, weren't there, ahead of that. But good luck if you're doing that. I really wish you the best of luck. It'll be the best thing you ever do, I promise you. Coming up, I'm going to be heading off for the weekend, but you have the joy and delight that is Mr. John Holmes, who's joining me now.
That's
not many people who know you say that.
No, you're right. You're the first.
Particularly not Mrs. Holmes.
Exactly. I don't smoke. Anyway, I inject.
Now.
What?
It explains a lot, though, about what goes on in this office.
Doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. What's coming up in your show?
Oh, well, you know, it's Friday, so we've got live music. We've dragged a busker in from the streets, as we like to do. Today it's sunny, so they'll be doubly annoyed that we've dragged them away from their money earning.
Are they going to be better than the band that was playing in the kitchen area of our studio? We share an office with a lot of different radio stations.
Virgin Radio. Band did you see?
I don't know who they were, but I was waiting for my coffee, and I've got to be honest, they were very loud. There's a lot of drum action.
Do you not like drum action?
Well, not at that time of the
morning.
Don't
you? Do you like your drum action later in the evening?
Shall we move on?
I don't know. when you said, by the way, you had someone from ASH, someone said, oh, Julie's talking to someone from ASH. I thought, like, the band.
Yeah, that's because you're cool and trendy.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
But, no, that is
I'm
also
a responsible
true.
Member of society.
You're wearing a pink cardi.
I always wear a pink cardi. It's what I do.
Yes.
And no more meat giveaways today, though?
Not today. Meat. Come on, Julie. Meat's on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Everyone knows that.
Today is Condescending Day. Cornelius Con goes into the lift, reads out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building. That'll be happening live. If you hate me, send me a tweet. You might get included.
Well, I do it every week. You never read mine out.
I know. It's basically stalking.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, the tool of the police. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a fabulous Friday. Have a fabulous weekend.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
5 for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Hello. It's 1 o'clock in the Friday and Victoria is here.
I am.
She's got the news.
I do. Thanks, John. Coming up, Rosetta slams into comet in suicide mission. A driver admits killing boy and aunt. And find out which pop star has been getting high.
Talk Radio.
A £1.2 billion space mission has ended dramatically with scientists crashing a craft into a comet. This was the moment that people in the Mission Control Centre in Germany officially marked the end of the 12-year Rosetta mission. Chris Scott is a space scientist at Reading University.
It's a really brave ending to a really exciting mission. I mean, this mission was conceived in the 1980s. It was launched in 2004. It took 10 years to get there. It wouldn't have survived probably another orbit around the sun. So go out in style and take some really close-up images of the comet while you're doing so.
A man's admitted causing the deaths of a 10-year-old boy and his aunt during a police chase in South London last month. 23-year-old Joshua Dobbies pleaded guilty to causing death by dangerous driving, but denied the manslaughter of Micaiah McDermott and Rosie Cooper. Further, investment in the UK's biggest car factory is in doubt because of the result of the EU referendum. Nissan says it could delay new plant and machinery at its site in Sunderland. Police are continuing to search for a missing British toddler on the Greek island of Kos, despite being asked to stop by the landowner. Officers have been scouring the area where Ben Needham was last seen 25 years ago. People in their early 30s are half as wealthy as those born a decade earlier were. It appears 80s children have missed out on rising property prices and generous pensions. Jonathan Cribb is from the Institute for Fiscal Studies, which is behind the study. He expects those born in the 90s to find it even harder to own their own home, but says it's not all bad.
Similarly with those in the 80s, these people are on average much more educated than those who came before them, and then therefore hopefully they will see the benefit of that education in terms of higher earnings throughout their adult life.
And Britney Spears has revealed she accidentally got high from fumes at one of her concerts, as so many people are smoking drugs there. The singer, who has a residency in Las Vegas, also admitted smoking marijuana as a teenager.
That's why I get high, because, you know, I'm near people doing it. Nonsense.
Well, that's what she says. But she also admitted to smoking it as a teenager.
Yeah, she mimed smoking it, probably.
Lovely.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you this Friday day?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. Are you Friday? Are you in a Friday kind of mood?
Yeah, I've eaten so much cake and donuts and things in the hour I've been in the office.
Wow.
I'm happy, yeah.
I saw you eating a massive bag of crisps.
Yeah, and crisps. They were donated from Paul Ross.
Ugh.
Sealed.
Oh, fine.
And Rachel gave them to me.
So who's Rachel?
You've met Rachel.
I know. This is not my benefit, it's the listener.
Rachel.
Because you said Rachel, and the listener might be going, who's Rachel? So that's what I'm just playing the role of presenter and broadcaster.
Okay, so the Rachel I'm referring to is Rachel Jewell, who
reads the news on Paul Ross's breakfast show.
Correct.
I know that.
Because he gives his staff loads of presents and nice gifts, but you don't do that. Why don't you give me things?
What would you like?
Food.
I could give you food.
Why don't you do it then?
I've given you drink.
Yeah, not very often though.
Well,
and you treat me worse than you treat the rest of the people on this team. The people who are working in production.
You're not
you
really
give them
on
more
this
things.
Team.
Thanks.
You're
yeah,
the news
team. That's the thing. I don't know whether you're my team or whether you're news team. How does it? Where does the Venn diagram?
Why can't I be both?
Whose team do you want to be on?
Why pick can't the, I be
pick
both?
Pick the winning team, Victoria.
Well, I'm not sure yours is the winning team right now, but yeah.
Whatever.
Sorry, I was just listening in the office. Who is Rachel?
It's 4 minutes past 1 o'clock, and later we'll feed Victoria with something.
Thanks.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's got the weather.
Oh, yeah,
now.
I forgot about
that. Yeah,
I was just relaxing, waiting for the sport.
I can see it.
Okay, so the weather, sunshine and showers, heaviest in the west, some may turn thundery. Breezy as well, the best of the brightness in the east.
The brightnessness.
Highs of 18 degrees.
The brightnessness.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're not sure we're the winning team.
Right.
Kate, what's her name?
Partridge.
Partridge.
Aha!
Uh-huh. It's gone a bit fried already, hasn't it? She's got the pre-recorded sport. Here it is.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge. European captain Darren Clarke has named his strongest pairing to start the defence of the Ryder Cup this afternoon. Olympic champion Justin Rose and Open winner Henrik Stenson are taking on the USA's Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed in the first of the foursomes at Hazeltine. Arsene Wenger says he would be open to the possibility of managing England when he's free. His current contract at Arsenal runs out in the summer. England are looking for a new permanent manager since the departure of Sam Allardyce. Wenger says taking on the job would be something he'd consider.
Well, no, my priority is to do well here. You know, it's always been my club. And
in English.
If I am free one day,
speaking
why not?
English.
But at the moment,
racist.
I'm focused on my job.
England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones has named seven uncapped players in his training squad ahead of the autumn internationals. Wasps trio Sam Jones, Dan Robson and Nathan Hughes are among the 37-man group who will be taking part in the sessions in Brighton from Sunday. The final squad will be confirmed later next month. And Lewis Hamilton has set the quickest time in second practice ahead of the Malaysian Grand Prix. The Mercedes driver came in ahead of championship leader and teammate Nico Rosberg. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Pre-recorded sport with Kate there and live mouth-spoken news with Victoria. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Friday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Three good reasons why you should buy a Skoda Fabia this summer. Incredible 0% APR representative finance, £500 towards your deposit, and £500 worth of free fuel. The Skoda Fabia. It's a no-brainer. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For free fuel T's and C's, check skodafreefuel.co.uk. Offer ends 30th September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yes, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am Lenny Henry. In your face now, show. You are listening to Talk Radio.
It's a radio station.
Yeah, they are liars.
You make your mind up.
Because it's hard to complain when you're lying on the floor dead to the sausage fest. Numbers of complaints about DAP police.
Smelly ball.
Hello, Rufus. Hello, Mummy here.
You're lying on the floor dead. Where did the bear found this? Nude men.
Didn't blow up.
Cryogenics. Answer the question.
I hate minorities too.
Are in so much deep doo-doo now, John.
Ass Prodcast is through the glass. It is her job as the assistant producer, the Ass Prod, to
tell you to say app.
Can you mention the app on the radio?
A wonderful politician called Donald Trump.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. You and I are gathered with the horns running upon the twist of a very fabric of imagination. Go! Good afternoon then, hello and welcome to the cheap seats that clutter up your afternoons on what can only be described as Talk Radio, the UK's premier speech radio station after all the others. This is what is on offer each weekday afternoon betwixt the hours of 1 and 4. So today on the show then, here's what's coming today on Friday, the thing of September. Now, given the ongoing, it seems, resignation of everyone who's had anything ever to do with heading up the government's independent inquiry into historical child sex abuse amongst MPs and VIPs, well, we'll be giving any one of you the chance to head up that inquiry. It seems that it's getting a bit ridiculous, isn't it? First, a couple of years ago, Baroness Butler Sloss stood down. That was 2014, because her brother, as you'll recall, she was heading up this historical abuse inquiry. Her brother stood down. She stood down because her brother was the Attorney General in the 1980s, and that was considered a conflict of interest. It meant she was compromised. She stepped down. Then Fiona Wolfe resigned because she had socialised with Leon Britton, who is now dead, but was implicated at the time she was in charge of the inquiry. After that, in August this year, the High Court judge, Dame Lowell, bottled it. She left. And now Ben Emerson QC has quit as of yesterday, in the news today, of course, after he was suspended from the inquiry. And it's now emerged that the second most senior legal counsel on the historical child sex inquiry has also resigned. Now, look, if I was being cynical, which I never am, I think I'd start to be slightly suspicious that the government's independent inquiry into historical child abuse allegations involving VIPs and members of the government themselves wasn't as independent as we were perhaps led to believe. I mean, call me sceptical, but it's almost as if everyone in charge leaves for some reason. I think we need a different approach, right? I suggest that a series of guest hosts of the inquiry, right, along the lines of Have I Got News For You. So you remember when Angus Dayton was fired from Have I Got News For You, right, for the coke and the prostitute stuff, right? So I I'm thinking, right, so what we should do is we should rotate the heads of the historical abuse inquiry, right? So Joe Brand this week, perhaps, heads it up. Alexander Armstrong, right, can have a crack at it. Richard Madeley. And then Martin Clunes, followed by Adrian Childs. I mean, given the rate of resignations, it stands to reason that at some point we'll all get a go. You know, it's there's something going on here, and I'm not sure we're being told exactly why people are resigning from it. I'm just putting that out there. I think we need more information. But anyway, while we work that out, let's have a see of what's coming up on this afternoon's programme thing. Now, we've actually, despite appearances, as anyone listening regularly to this will know, we've actually planned some stuff. Well, not well, but we have some things happening. Headline Hijack is on the way, for instance. That is a regular feature. Regular listeners will know this. It's your chance to make up a news story and hear it broadcast as fact in the 2pm news. You'd like it to come out of Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
8722 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Then there'll be another inductee into the hallowed lunchtime breakout space that is the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, do get in touch with us. Come on the radio and make your lunchtime fewer lonely. There's an email address for that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the address. Asprodcast, who lives through the glass, will call you back if you want to be on the list. You won't understand a word she says because she's from Hull. There's work experience punditry on the way. Who's coming in today, Cornelius?
Rue
is coming in to re-rue the weekend's films for you, and he doesn't get paid because we take our employment law not very seriously here at Talk Radio, about similar to Sports Direct. There's the day's big stories explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus, of course. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. We've been out on the streets and we've asked them if they think, what do they think today? What do they think today?
What are we going to...
What do the people think
what
today?
What do the people think
today?
Today.
I mean, I should have probably checked. Oh, it's hammers and fishing rods. All right, fine. So we've got on the streets to find out if they think hammers or fishing rods. Then there's the end of the week quiz, the big debate at three. A man called Con...
Hello.
...will be in the lift reading out this week's selection of texts and tweets that we've received, either at the show or me personally, on Twitter at JohnHolmes1, from the haters as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we like to call condescending. It's also Some Request Friday. Now, over on Radio 2, of course, Simon Mayo this afternoon has All Request Friday, so we can't use that as a thing because it's copyrighted. He plays music. We can't really do much of that because we are a talk radio station. So if you'd like a shout-out or dedication to hear a speech or talk for a loved one, then we are the place to do that. Maybe it's the anniversary of when, I don't know, a much-loved pet ran away, and you'd like to hear Susan Gaines' 2013 TED Talk, The Secret Power of Introverts. Whatever it might be, get in touch and we can play your speech or talk request. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There'll also be live music as a busker is dragged in from the streets to play live here in the studio, because that's what we do on a Friday. Ginger Dave is not producing. I mean, he's not been here for days. To be honest, we think he might be trapped in a student. Cass, Ass Broadcast, is through the glass. Through the miserable window.
Yep.
Chloe is on the buttons. Victoria.
Hi.
Has the news.
Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
Like a sort of boss-eyed version of the Rosetta Probe is now colliding, not with the comet at high speed, but with the wall at high speed.
So basically run into the wall.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Running into the wall. Just now. Here we go.
That wasn't very high speed.
That was a little hop. I think a high speed run up into the wall is what's required. Yep, there he goes. So welcome. It is At Talk Radio in the afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. 1:15. Let's start with some music to illustrate the big story.
I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and
there were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along. It's just minutes past the thing time. Why would I be playing that song, though? On what, let's be honest, is primarily a talk radio station. Yes, it's the 34th most listened to one out of a potential national 39 radio stations. And that is America, a horse with no name.
After 9 days, I let the horse run free.
But why would I be playing it on here? And how would it link to today's big story? Asking that question on your behalf, because you are out there through the... Look. We're in here, in your radio. But you're out there. And now you could ask me the question as to why I was playing it by texting or tweeting, but that would take a little bit of time. So instead, Cornelius will play you in this scenario. Cornelius, you are now the listener. Yes.
Hello.
They don't sound like that.
Hello. Hello, John.
Hi, listener.
Oh, big fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is your name Robin?
Why are you playing this song, John?
Well, I'll tell you. It's to illustrate today's big story, Cornelius.
Oh, yeah? What's the big story?
The big story is the front page of today's Times, which says...
the horse.
What?
The horse with no name.
No. Have you seen the front page of today's Times?
No.
Well, the story on the front page of today's Times is that restaurants have been told by the government, by the nanny state, that they have to serve smaller puddings.
What?
Yes. It's a thing. I'm not. I kid you, no word of a joke lie. Listen to this.
Who voted in this government?
Restaurants risk being named and shamed unless they make puddings smaller in an anti-obesity crackdown. That is. Obesity is in the news again, of course, but now restaurants, it's restaurants' fault for serving big puddings, apparently. So we're going to talk about this, as you'd expect, because it's today's fat story. Ask broadcast is through the glass. For what that's worth.
Cass?
Yeah.
Could you get us a guest, please? I'd like to talk to somebody about this story.
Someone that's eaten puddings?
Yes.
Yeah, fatty.
I'm not sizist, so I don't mind if they're fat or thin, right? Black or white, rich or poor, we'll cut prices at a score. I don't mind what they are, right? Just somebody, maybe he works in a restaurant who's on the receiving end of this.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? A restaurateur, something like that.
All right, okay.
Great. Cass is going to book us a guest. We'll talk about today's fat story next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals.
such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech, from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Wickes 50% off kitchen unit sale is now on. Plus, until the 11th of October, there's an extra 15% off everything in our kitchen ranges on top of existing offers, including all our ready-to-fit kitchens, appliances, worktops, sinks and taps. 50% off sale ends 22nd of November. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Well, around Surrey at the moment, the M23 northbound, we've got queuing traffic there at the M25 junction 7 with congestion back to the M23 to junction 9 at Gatwick Airport. It's all due to an earlier accident, but all lanes have reopened. You'll find around Northamptonshire the M1 northbound due to an earlier accident. It is busy between Watford Gap Services and junction 17, and also the M5 Somerset northbound slow between junction 24 and 23 due to an accident.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Hello. And a lot of your reactions have been coming in before we talk about today's big story. A lot of reactions coming in. It's a Talk Radio station. Obviously, you'd expect that it would have reactions, and we do have them. We've got a big skip outside in the road. It's outside Talk Radio. It just lives there. And anyone passing by can just chuck a reaction in. Just, if you've got a reaction, pop down to Talk Radio, which is the full address is Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Come down, chuck your reaction in a skip, and we'll just pluck out reactions as we get them, like a sort of reaction tombola. What's come out of it, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. I don't care if Amnesty International say that Thailand's military allows a culture of torture. Yes. I don't think it should be made the cultural capital of Europe, although it would still be a better suggestion than Hull, despite not even being in Europe. This is coming. I don't know why Serena Williams has had to come out and say that she won't be silent. We've all seen her play tennis and know that's not the case.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about today's big story.
Okay.
So the front page of today's Times has a picture of a small boy on it blowing bubbles, something we haven't seen since Macaulay Culkin stayed over at Michael Jackson's house. But also on the front page of today's Times, the headline is this: restaurants have been ordered by the government to, quote, reduce the size of puddings. They risk being named and shamed, according to the article. We are a fat nation. Britain is now 30% wider than it was pre-Brexit because of all the sugar, of course, that the migrants smuggle in. Migrants covered in sugar is now the single biggest problem in Britain. But should the government really be getting involved in puddings? Or are they making an Eton mess, clever, of the nannying, of the whole nannying the state out of us? Well, look, on the telephone now, I'm very pleased to say hello to Barry Vera. He's chief director of the One Group and, you know, knows about this stuff. Hello, Barry.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you, though?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. I'm all right.
Have you binged? Have you binged on sugar or anything this lunchtime, Barry? Let's set our stall out early.
No, I haven't, actually.
No. Well, good, because apparently that's a bad thing. When, what do you make of this, that the government are now telling you, the chef, what you can and can't do, dessert-wise, in your restaurants? What do you make of this?
I think it's ridiculous, to be honest. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, people are going out for dinner. They choose their destination,
yeah,
whether it's one of our restaurants or one of the other many that are sitting in London or around the country. But, you know, isn't it all about balance at the end of the day? I mean, desserts are desserts. You know, we're going back hundreds of years on some of these recipes,
yep,
and now they're saying we're going to have to change how we make them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, let's face it, everyone has a basic right to a pudding, right? That's,
yeah,
that's the core of this. You know, there's a crisis. We know there's a crisis, you know, with, you know, there are, the problem, I think, is that there are too many people and not enough puddings for them. You know, we have to build more puddings. No one wants a pudding in their backyard. You know, there's all these complaints. I mean, here's the thing, right? Do you not agree, Barry, that if these restaurants are so-called named and shamed, right, people who like puddings will go to these restaurants because it's saying they've got excellent big puddings, right?
Yeah, no, I think it might have the reverse effect, because actually people are and the curiosity of people are going to go and have a look. I mean, there are sometimes those desserts when, in our restaurants, the idea of your pudding, your dessert, is that when it comes out, you know, it's allowed you to have three courses, technically. You know, you do go to some restaurants where those puddings are maybe a little bit oversized,
yeah,
maybe, I think. But also, you know, some of the good desserts in some of these good restaurants as well, it's an even balance. A great dessert should taste of all the things you're going to taste, whether it's chocolate or ginger or berries or whatever. I mean, and I just think, you know, shouldn't we be looking at the balance of what people are eating in day-to-day life, not actually trying to point it at a restaurant dessert?
I think you're absolutely right. I think, but this could be, maybe it's an idea. Right, now look, right, you agree, we all agree, I suppose, that there is an obesity crisis, right? We know that, okay,
yeah,
that's what they tell us. Now, maybe, because it's all about manipulating the numbers, isn't it? What if,
yeah,
and I'm just speculating here, and feel free to go along with it without thinking it through like I am, right? What if it's a trap? What if, right, they're naming and shaming restaurants with massive puddings, right, to lure fat people to the restaurants? Once they're there, right, they lock the doors, catch them in a big net, they harpoon them, they're dead, full of pudding. But because they're dead, it has cut down the numbers of obese people, and therefore the numbers drop and the government looks good. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it won't conquer it at all. I think we need to go back to the day-to-day life of what we eat. And also, you know, some of these, what goes on in and around the supermarkets, what we buy off the shelves, all of this processed food,
yep,
that we buy that has sugars and all the stuff in that we don't generically look at. And yet actually, half this products we don't even know have sugar in. We should be going back to the basics. Yeah, I was just chatting. I've got a friend sitting here with me. We do business together, and
yeah,
we were just chatting about that. You know, go back to the 50s and the 60s. You know, people, we ate lard. We ate all of this stuff that theoretically we say is not healthy now. But people exercised. They walked. They talked. They went out and about. And, you know, and we bought stuff in supermarkets. We made things at home from scratch. We don't do that now. We just buy it all, you know, in a package,
yeah,
ready,
well,
to go.
What you're saying is the problem essentially starts, you know, with all of that. It's not a treat, is it? It's not a go out and have a meal and have a nice, big, massive pudding,
yeah,
is it? It's all,
yeah,
the rest of the stuff. That's the idea.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
exactly,
the everyday,
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. And we need an active lifestyle. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Do you, Barry, what do you, in terms of what you do business-wise,
yeah,
I mean, you know, because obviously this is a big subject and involves you in your business. I mean, how do you, you know, in what ways are you tackling it? What do you do with your business? How do you?
Well, I mean, you know, to be honest, you know, when we look at when obviously I was driving in early this morning and I heard the news about what they're saying, and you kind of think, well, you know what, we have a really good balance on our dessert menus and what we offer and various you know, other bits and pieces, your savoury dishes and starters and mains. You know, it actually is a good balance.
But it's not up to you or the government to decide what people have. So you can put on your menu what you want, but, you know, is it a case that the government are now going to dictate to you and go, right, Barry, you're making a pudding, it's got to be a smaller pudding, but are you going to listen to that?
No.
Good. Correct answer.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Would you, if the government, if this is a trick to get fat people into restaurants to kill them, would you kill a fat person?
No, not at all.
Fair enough.
And also, actually, you know, going out is a treat. People go out, they want to actually have a treat, and they're treating themselves to something.
Exactly.
Something that they wouldn't normally have at home.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Listen, Barry, we're out of time, but thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. That's Barry Vera, chef director of One Group. And, yeah, will not be dictated to, essentially, as none of us should be,
good.
By the government, about what puddings we can eat. I know, so, Cornelius, you're particularly annoyed about the whole
thing. I'm
very
annoyed, because I don't see why these nymphs, they're not in my puddings, nymphs, should get involved in my pudding.
Yes, right.
Right, I like a big pudding.
Would you have a pudding, if someone offered it, would you have a pudding in your backyard?
Yes, I would. Absolutely.
Right. Let's talk more
about... I have, actually.
Yes, I can see that you have.
Mm.
And you shouldn't have sat on it. So let's... I mean, that is an eaten mess. And not the one that David Cameron did with that pig.
It feels nice, though, because it's a bit cold.
If you've got an opinion on anything to do with the government telling us what puddings we can eat, 87222 is the
start your message with the word
pudding. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sit in a pudding. It's relaxing. Although I've got a sprinkle court.
Can you shut up now?
Hang on. We might need to draw a line. What's your top news story? Is it horrible death murder stuff or is it fine?
It's space stuff.
We're fine. We can carry on without drawing any kind of... Because otherwise I would have initiated a little break.
There's custard on my bum.
It's Victoria with the news.
It's not even custard in an eaten mess. Talk Radio. Thanks, John. Europe's pioneering Rosetta spacecraft has ended its 12-year odyssey with a controlled crash landing onto a comet. It's been orbiting 67P for 2 years in an attempt to unravel the secrets of the solar system's birth. While cheering erupted in the Mission Control Centre in Germany, and the mission manager, Patrick Martin, said his final goodbye to the spacecraft.
Farewell, Rosetta. You've done the job. That was space science at its best. Thank you.
A homeless man has admitted killing a 10-year-old boy and his aunt during a police chase in South London last month. Joshua Dobby will go on trial next year after pleading guilty to causing death by dangerous driving, but denying the manslaughter of Mackay McDermott and Rosie Cooper in Penge. The EU referendum result has left future investment in the UK's biggest car factory in Sunderland in doubt. Nissan's worried they could end up paying higher tariffs to export vehicles to Europe. QPR manager Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank says he doesn't want or need to make money from transfers. He denies any wrongdoing following claims of corruption in a football exposed by the Daily Telegraph. Samsung will relaunch its flagship smartphone in the UK next month after resolving a problem with exploding batteries. It had to cancel the introduction of the Galaxy Note 7 after several caught fire in other countries. The company's blamed a rare manufacturing error in some batteries. And it's been revealed plans for a female puppet to star in the TV show Sooty were so controversial in the 60s, the BBC's Director General introduced a no-touching rule. A new documentary claims...
Should have done that at Radio 1.
A new documentary claims producers were against...
In the 1970s.
...were against the idea over concerns sex would creep into the children's programme. But the corporation's DG intervened and Sue the Panda was introduced in 1965.
Interesting they had those rules for puppets, don't you think? It's sort of, okay, so we can't... So there's a female... There's puppets coming in. There's a female puppet for Sooty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Racist. But... no touching. And that was a rule for puppets, but seemingly that rule didn't seep over into other broadcast areas, like Top of the Pops backstage in the 70s.
You know they had to rename Sooty?
Yes.
Because he was a female. You know that was his original name?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
That's not true.
It is. You can't say that aloud.
No. No, you can't. You've just written it down. But interesting you should say that, because we do... By the way, today, I don't know if you know this, Victoria, do you know this? Today, Ofcom have issued a brand new list of words you can't say on television or radio.
All right. This
morning. We've got the list. We'll be counting down the top 10 before the end of the programme.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will. Because it's quite interesting. There's words on there you think, well, that's fine to say, isn't it? And yeah. I've got the list, and I will be. We'll be going through it later on the programme. Something to look forward to, everybody.
Brilliant.
Right.
Shall I do the weather?
Yep. So, no, actually, weather's one of the things you can't do on the radio.
Okay, fine. I won't then. Okay. Bye.
Great. So that was Victoria with the news. And coming up in the next bit of the programme, are you lunching alone? Are you? Are you, though? Are you a lonely luncher? If you are, then we want to hear from you, because you could be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll also do Headline Hijack next. Chloe, press something.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah. So it's you know what that bit of production just said. They'd never pay that, Con. That's pie in the sky, that is. Some of your reactions have been coming in for the big story, of course, which talking about pie in the sky is, of course, the story that government legislation could come in to dictate the size of a pudding, apparently, according to the front page of today's Times. Cornelius, a lot of reaction coming in for
lots
this.
Lots coming in, yeah. John. This is a great way of getting back at Big Sam has come in.
Yeah.
John, why don't they replace the water in the River Thames with custard? I love custard. Yum, yum, yum. Get in my belly. That's from Fatso. And John, I'm sick of these nymphs interfering with our desserts. If I like a vat of lard-flavoured ice cream after my dinner, who are they to stop me? That's from Fatty Boom Boom.
Thank you very much indeed for getting in touch. Please do. Here's some that I've got coming in here as well. Nobody wants a big pudding in their backyard, as we've discovered, apart from you. The problem is, of course, do you now, with the pudding crisis, do you rent or do you buy a pudding? Because technically you only rent a pudding, don't you? Because if you think about logically what happens is you think you're buying a pudding, right? You're in a restaurant. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
Go with me on the scenario, right? And it's not, I'm just, someone's texted this in, right? So, you're in a restaurant, you go, I know what, I'd like a pudding. And then you get the pudding, and then at the end you pay for the pudding. So, have you bought that pudding? That's a question. Have you bought that pudding?
Yes.
No. You've rented it.
How?
Because it doesn't stay in you forever. So, technically, you've only rented that pudding because it does come out of you as excrement. So, really, you've only rented it for a duration, haven't you? Because it doesn't stay there forever. You don't own the pudding. The pudding does, admittedly in a different form, but the pudding does come out. So really, it's rent.
Although it's your choice to give it away when it comes out in that second. You could keep it.
What, in a bag? In a bag?
I'm thinking more Tupperware box.
I mean, yes. That's that. But
you
again,
could freeze it.
We're just opening up.
We've been asked to move on.
I'm just opening up the debate. And Dick has texted in saying, "I what? He has. He's just written, I like a spotted one. It's Headline Hijack. In the news at 2 o'clock. There will be a made-up news story lie. We call it Headline Hijack. We'd like you to make the news up. Fib, fabricate and fake your way in. That's how it works. The reason? Well, let me tell you. It's because research indicates, the data indicates, that many people are out to lunch between 1 and 2, so they don't really listen to this bit of the programme. They get back and tune in at 2 o'clock. And the first thing, of course, when that happens is they hear the news with Victoria. They assume it's true because it's the news. But no. In that news will be a made-up news lie. That is how Headline Hijack works. We'd like you to be the maker-up of the news lie, please. And we've got a couple coming in. Just let's have a quick glance through them as we go along. Cornelius, I think you've got a list.
Yes, apparently, according to Edward, this has come in. Following the news that the wealth of people in their 30s has halved in a decade, a representative for the people in their 50s, 60s and 70s has released a statement saying, "What the bloody hell have you been spending all your money on? We told you to save, but did you listen? No. And look at the mess you're in now."
Right, thank you for that. If you, this is also a food related. After the news that some teens eat fast food twice a day, this is this whole debate we've been having about puddings and government fighting against obesities. The government is now considering emergency legislation putting a speed limit on food for the under 18s. The proposal will say that fast food will not be able to go faster than one nugget per minute. That's going to be the new measurement for fast food, one nugget a minute. It will also look at the introduction of licenses to eat fast food responsibly. If you have a made-up news story, that's come in from, who's that from? Laura. If you've got a made-up news story, well, the lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you. Will means a lonely luncher. Oh, it's all about food this hour, isn't it? Lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Jazz EX, from its magic seats that fold away to triple your boot space, to City Brake Active that can scan the road and apply the brakes if there's trouble ahead. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Jazz EX. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Well, around, at the moment, the M23 northbound, we've got queuing traffic there at the M25 junction 7 with congestion back to the M23 to junction 9 at Gatwick Airport. It's all due to an earlier accident, but all lanes have reopened. You'll find around Northamptonshire the M1 northbound due to an earlier accident. It is busy between Watford Gap Services and junction 17, and also the M5 Somerset northbound slow between junction 24 and 23 due to an accident.
Is the secret bloodline of Jesus and Mary Magdalene about to produce the second coming? Are there disturbing prophecies that the Vatican have kept hidden for over 400 years? Are shadowy groups like the Illuminati and Anonymous our last defense in a war against trans-global despotism? Or was it just something I ate? Get the answers to questions you never thought to ask with Howard Hughes on The Unexplained. A dark battle special.
We talk with author Robert Howes about the Illuminati, hacktivism, WikiLeaks. He says it's a wake-up call you must not miss.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Hello, it's Friday, isn't it? I am John Holmes. Thank you. I didn't really need you to corroborate that, but okay. It was sort of rhetorical, but never mind. It's the radio, and we're in it. Hello.
Yes.
I'm John Holmes, and inside your radio here is where we receive your letters all of the time. We've got a post bag out there that's the bulging post bag that's full of your emails because for no reason we do print them all off and put them in a bag. And they all say the same thing. They say that John, the news is quite complicated, isn't it? And I know you think it is as well.
Oh, John, I just can't get my head around it.
No, well, we're here to help, as you know, by leading you through the news, the big stories of the day, rendered understandable through the medium of Japanese poetry. It is the only place on the radio that has five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables explaining the news in haikus.
Probe called Rosetta, set to crash into comet. Typical woman.
The news! Offensive. In haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Right then, it's time to meet a Lonely Lunch Clubber. Lonely Lunch on Talk Radio works very much like this. It's very simple. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, then we want to hear from you, for it is our job to help you through your lunchtime. We take you by the hand and lead you through it, making you fewer lonely as we go along. All you have to do is be lunching alone. Let us know why. Come on the radio. Tell us about it. That's it. Get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It's an email. Asprod Cass through the glass will call you back and put you on the list. Today, we welcome into the hallowed halls of the Tupperware Hall of Despair, Jake, who is in Didcot. Hello, Jake.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good. How are you? How the hell are you?
I'm okay. It's Friday, so I'm happy.
Yes. I mean, have you lunched alone all week, or is it just today for you?
I have. Every weekday.
Have you really?
Unfortunately.
It's a shame, isn't it? Well, in many ways, you see, the Tupperware Hall of Despair is where all the Lonely Lunchers are inducted, right? And so even though you'll never meet the other people necessarily, you are one of them, and therefore you're never alone with us, Jake.
I've got some friends somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Friends somewhere. Why haven't you got any friends or colleagues with you at the moment? What do you do, Jake?
Well, I've recently taken over the family business, selling windows and doors and conservatories.
Windows and doors and conservatories. All right, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so becoming the boss, you're suddenly not as well liked as I was.
That's awkward. So when you worked...
Have lunch.
Yes, well, no, look, when you worked for the business, right, and presumably for your dad, was it, or your mum?
It's mum that owned it, but we had, like, a manager that we employed.
I see.
And obviously he's left to move to Bali.
Right.
So he's left me with the job.
You've been paying him too much.
Yeah, we clearly have, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone off to Bali. Right, so you got the job, right? But you worked in the office before and were well liked, Jake. But now, yeah. Of course, the gulf between employee and boss has become stark in its reality to you, hasn't it?
It has. So suddenly they're choosing what they say in front of me rather than just discussing things as normal.
Yeah. Have you moved away? Do you have a separate office, Jake?
No, I'm still in the middle of like two desks. I've got two people either side of me, but. Yeah, I've just gone a bit cold on me.
It's understandable. Why don't you, look, bearing in mind your business, why don't you build yourself a conservatory on the side of the office?
I tell you what, it's half tempting.
Because then you could just sit in there.
Have my own little place.
Yeah, and while, admittedly, they won't like you any fewer because you've moved in there, but you might as well enjoy the surroundings of a conservatory. I mean, of all people, Jake, you know, you will know the benefits of a conservatory. In fact, talk us through them. What are the benefits of a conservatory, Jake? Sell a conservatory to me.
The benefits of a conservatory are that you don't need the planning permission to put one on because it's seen as a temporary structure.
Right.
So if you're struggling to get an extension sorted, you can get one with a conservatory.
But it's not a temporary structure, though, is it? Because most people don't just build a conservatory and then knock it down.
No, exactly, yeah, which seems a bit bizarre, but that's almost the way it's seen.
So what you're doing now is, like Sam Allardyce, is talking me through a loophole.
I should apply for the England job and I can get rid of this one.
Yeah. Exactly, but you'll be hated there as well. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens. I suppose. I'll take that.
Yeah. So all right. I didn't know that about a conservatory. So that's the rule, is it? So why is it a temporary structure though? I don't understand, because I've seen conservatories made of brick.
Yeah, they have the brick bottoms. I don't honestly know. It's just the way it is, which is obviously good for us, and it's good for people that want some extra on their house but don't want to commit to a full extension.
What's the what's your range like? I mean, what's your range of conservatory? How many conservatories, different to the plural conservatoire? How many conservatoire do you provide?
Well, it's obviously whatever shape and size you like, really.
Can I draw? I mean, because they're all the same, really. I mean, I've seen the conservatoires and they're very similar, aren't they? Could I draw, you know, something and you go, yeah, we'll just build that, or do I have to go to a template you've already got?
You can almost just draw something and we'll try and get it sorted for you.
So it can be any kind of anything.
Yeah, well, within reason, obviously, we can't be making a new space centre out of it.
Well, I mean, you could, you know, what you're doing there, Jake, really, is you know, sort of closing down an avenue of your business that you could expand. I think if you were the go-to any shape conservatory guy,
yeah, I reckon we could get some interesting shapes then.
You could do anything. I mean, just a suggestion. Just a suggestion.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, do. Now, look, I'm fed up with talking about conservatives now, so what I'm going to do is move the conversation on slightly to find out what you are having for lunch on your own, Jake.
Well, what I've been doing all week, I've been doing it, and it leaves me in a bit of a predicament, is I'm coming home for lunch, so it's a bit cheaper.
Yep.
And I'm cooking a bag of microwave rice, cooking a bag of microwave veg.
Yep.
And then I'm stuck deciding what kind of sauce I can make to make it a little bit more bearable.
Interesting. All right. So it's a strong lunch. Let me commend you on your lunch choice. That is a strong lunch. Rice and vegetables. Now, sauce-wise, what do you think? Is sweet and sour?
Well, see, because there's not an awful lot in the house, I've been mixing chipotle with barbecue sauce.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I've been mixing it out, trying to get it a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
It's trying to pack it out, isn't it?
Do you, is the your business, because as you said, it's a family business, is it adjacent to the house, or, I mean,
no,
like...
it's not, it's the next town along, so it's a 10-minute drive home.
Right.
I've kind of got 40 minutes at home and a 10-minute drive back.
So, but maybe it's your own fault then, that you're lunching alone, because if you'd stayed in the office, now I know you've been ostracised, did you used to go home when you were just an employee, or is this now a sort of management perk?
It's more of management perk. I was always allowed, but I kind of just stayed in the office, whereas now it gets so stressful, I'm just like, I need to go home for a bit.
Yeah. And now they're all talking about you?
Yeah, they're probably all sat there now, moaning.
Sort of slagging you off,
I reckon they've gone to the pub.
Yeah, you don't even know that they're there, do you, really?
No, I don't, actually, in all honesty.
You know, there could be... Now we've had this conversation, your phone could be ringing off the hook with people saying, I want a conservatory in the shape of an owl or something. And you're not there to take the work on. I mean, just, you know.
I'd be more gutted that they've all gone to the pub without me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well and truly left out.
Listen, here's how we can improve your life, Jake, right? So, by the way, you're perfectly at liberty now, by the way, to tell us the name of your company. And then anyone who wants a door or window or a conservatory can come to you. So, by all means, please share.
Didcott Glass and Glazing. We're based in Wallingford, Oxfordshire. Come to us for a free survey and quote on any windows, doors and conservatories.
Of any shape you like.
Of any shape you like.
There you go.
Even owls.
Yes. Jake, you get to choose now from a range of gift prizes because you have been inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair by lunching alone. That is the only requirement. But here comes my glamorous assistant Cornelius.
Hello.
With a range of gift prizes which we will set to this music. Here we go, then.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, it's not the one that Julia Hartley Brewer may or may not have thrown at an intern this morning, but it is a good mug.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Yes, annotated with haikus and devoid of all journalistic credibility now, although it was before we started writing on it.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, as clutched by Charlton Athletic legend and host of the evening show on Fridays, Matt Holland.
A copy of a portrait of an idiot as a young man.
Please don't actually pick this gift, because if he could just buy it, because John needs the money.
Correct.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, a radio station so small, I work in the building and still don't know where it is.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Apparently, whilst he worked here, not many people liked him. I thought he was nice, though.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Yes, due to a typo in an email, you can celebrate each month by draining a different type of vegetable.
That's right, and you're having vegetables for lunch as well. Anyway, Jake, aren't you? So that kind of ties in. Those are your choice of gifts. The colander is due to a typo in an email. I wanted a calendar like Colin Murray, but there was a typo. It's complicated. And if you want a copy of my book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, out now, it is available on Amazon. But if you do want that, I will sign it with any author's name you want me to sign it with. Your choice. Jake, what are you going for?
I'm going to go for the TalkSport mug.
The TalkSport mug. He's having a TalkSport mug.
A TalkSport mug.
That's right. That is what Jake has chosen. Jake, thank you very much. You are now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Didcot doors. That's Jake. if you want a door, get in touch with us. We'll put you in touch with Jake. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. If you want to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, just before we get to Headline Hijack, it is Some Request Friday. Don't forget that. On a Friday, you can make your requests and dedications to loved ones or hated ones. We don't discriminate. It can be for anybody. Now, the way this works is this. If you have listened to Radio 2 in the afternoon on Friday, you'll know that Simon Mayo does All Request Friday. We can't do that for copyright reasons. Simon Mayo and Radio 2 do own the word all. So we have Some Request Friday. We also can't play music because we're a talk radio station. So what you can do is request a speech or dedication, or speech as a dedication, for any reason at all. Anniversary, a birthday, maybe it's a speech you know all the words to, and you're just driving this afternoon, you want to talk along to it in the car because it's a banging Friday speech anthem. Get in touch and let us know, because it is. We'll play it for you. If we've got it, we'll play it. That's how it works. This has just come in. Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a glorious day on this last day of September. I would love, 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 love if you could please play Al Pacino's locker room speech from the film Any Given Sunday. It's for my hedgehog. He will be going into hibernation tomorrow, so we won't see him again. As we're going to kill him while he's asleep with one of his own spikes. This may sound evil, but he's unwell, so it's the right thing to do. That's from Marjorie. Thanks, Marjorie. An insight into our listeners there. Marjorie, for your hedgehog, for before it goes into hibernation, especially for it. I know it's
dead hog.
This is Al Pacino's locker room speech as part of Some Request Friday on Talk Radio from Any Given Sunday.
3 minutes. I don't know what to say, really. I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes till the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light.
And there it was, a bit of Al Pacino's speech there from the film Any Given Sunday. Play that especially for Marjorie, who wanted to hear it, so she loves it. Playing it for her hedgehog, who's going into hibernation tomorrow. If you've got a request or dedication that you'd like to hear on the radio, then do get in touch. The number's this, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, I can tell you this. In around a minute's time, just after the advert, there will be the news. The news will contain a made-up news story, because that is Headline Hijack. What we do at 2 o'clock every weekday afternoon. A made-up news lie sent in by you, masquerading as truth because it's in the news sounding real, and then we don't speak of it again. We call it Headline Hijack. Who's today's winner Cornelius.
It's Alison.
Alison, where's Alison from?
East Anglia.
Alison's in East Anglia. Well done. You've got your news lie into Victoria's mouth. It will be coming out masquerading as truth next. Then we have work experience punditry as Rue returns. The return of Rue. He's here to review the weekend's films. Work experience punditry next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Time for another round of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
OK, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right, where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Whereas this...
Go compare.
...is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance.
If you want to side, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jetzu Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, hello, it is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Rosetta mission comes to a dramatic end, carmaker demands Brexit trade guarantees, and stolen Van Gogh paintings are found.
Talk Radio.
A spacecraft has been deliberately crashed onto the surface of a comet, ending Europe's most ambitious ever space mission. Rosetta has spent the last decade orbiting the comet, but it wasn't designed to return to Earth. Space scientist Chris Scott says it's been a success.
It's the first time we've orbited a comet, it's the first time we've landed on a comet. In the 10 years it took to get to the comet, it went past two asteroids and made detailed observations of those too. So I don't think you could have wished for any more from a single mission.
Nissan is warning it's delaying investment in its Sunderland plant following the vote to leave the EU. The Japanese carmaker says it will make no decisions until the UK completes its negotiations with Brussels. A 24-hour strike on Virgin Trains East Coast will go ahead on Monday after talks failed to resolve a dispute over jobs and conditions. Virgin says services won't be affected. It appears 80s babies are a generation apart when it comes to wealth compared with people born at decade earlier. A report shows those now in their early 30s are worth an average of £27,000. Those born in the 70s had about twice that at the same age, thanks mostly to equity in homes and generous pensions. Hannah Maundrell is a personal finance expert.
We know that it's becoming increasingly difficult for people to get on the property ladder, and also, you know, the changes that we've seen in final salary pensions and the fact that student loans are now, you know, £9,000 a year.
Samsung has fixed a problem with exploding batteries in its latest smartphone. The launch of the Galaxy Note 7 had to be postponed in the UK after several caught fire in other countries. And two Van Gogh masterpieces have been recovered 14 years after they were stolen in a dramatic museum raid in Amsterdam. They were found in Italy during a police investigation into the mafia in Naples.
Talk Radio, national weather.
All right.
Yes, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Sunshine.
Just checking on your well-being.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
In half an hour, speaking of hungry, vegetable news. Because, once again, it's clear that your news there was a minute shorter than it used to be.
Correct.
And so we are making up the time, regular listeners will know this, with you doing an extra news bulletin at 2:30, because otherwise you're getting paid the same money for fewer work, and that's not fair. So rather than us make up the time, because we don't get paid extra, you have to do something. You do showbiz in drive time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems fair that you
it doesn't seem fair.
And we've decided, of course, each day it's animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. Today we did animal yesterday, vegetable today.
I hate vegetable news. It's mineral news, that's even worse.
It's in half an hour.
I don't want to do it.
What's the weather?
Sunshine and showers, the heaviest in the west. Some may turn thundery. Breezy too, with the best of the brightness in the east. Highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there. She's back in half an hour with vegetable news. In sport news, there's Kate Partridge.
There is.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge.
I'm Kate Partridge.
Europe's bid to win a fourth straight Ryder Cup is now underway. Olympic champion Justin Rose and Open winner Henrik Stenson are taking on the USA's Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed in the first of the foursomes at Hazeltine in Minnesota.
Foursome.
Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino says he would consider taking on the England manager's job in the future, but not yet. The FA are now looking for a permanent replacement for Sam Allardyce. Pochettino insists he's committed to Spurs, but wouldn't rule out international management at some point.
Now it's impossible. We sign a new contract, 5-year contract here. I think it's not my moment, not only in England, in Argentina too.
Earlier, Arsene Wenger says he'd be open to the possibility of managing England if he were available. England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones is calling in judo coaches to work with players at a training camp in Brighton. He's named a group of 37 for 3 days of sessions to prepare for the autumn internationals. There are 7 uncapped players, including Fijian-born number 8 Nathan Hughes. And Lewis Hamilton has set the quickest time in second practice ahead of the Malaysian Grand Prix. The Mercedes driver came in ahead of championship leader and teammate Nico Rosberg. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following its crash with a comet, the Rosetta probe is set to have its own fragrance released as a perfume. The probe already knows what the comet smells like, and it's being made into a perfume that will cost £780 per bottle and is said to be the most distinctly average scent ever.
Why, you two just spent that entire sports bulletin just throwing paper at each other. Why don't you get a room or something?
This is a room.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't do that in here. I mean, it is a room.
There's a sofa as well.
That's horrid.
Just saying.
Anyway, despite appearances, you are listening to a radio station that purports to be professional. And that was Victoria with the news and Kate Partridge with the pre-recorded sport. Work experience punditry coming up next here on the aforementioned Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, work experience punditry, yes, it's Roo. He's about to come in. Listen.
Oh, hello.
There he is. And he's here because he's going to review the films, but he's mostly here because he's work experience and we don't have to pay him. So, regular listeners will know that Roo is a regular reviewer as well. He's spanned many of our reviews because at Work Experience Publishing we do music, we do TV, we do gadgets, we do hipster nonsense. And today Roo's back to do film for us.
Yes, I hear they're actually going to be introducing the concept for management of the England football team. Weekly work experience management.
Yes, are you up for that?
It's not really my forte.
Fair enough, yeah. Or footy, as I've been
called. Oh, yes. That's the pronunciation.
Yes. Something different about you, Roo. What is it?
Is it I'm wearing a shirt?
No.
I mean, I often...
Normally you're bare-chested,
I'm clothed.
But no. So what have you done?
Something the beard, the hair, or lack thereof.
I don't know. It's a bit different this week.
Oh, my glasses are off.
That's
I'm wearing
it?
Contact lenses.
There you go. Yeah. I knew there was something.
This is fab radio.
I know. Why are you wearing? What's prompted the move from glasses to contact lenses? Is that?
Well, when I move about a lot, I tend to wear contact lenses.
Right.
because then your frames are at risk of flying off your head.
Have you been moving about a lot today?
Yeah, you know, moving around London, I mean, on trains and transport and walking and running and buses and things.
Okay.
Can't ever wear glasses at the gym either. That's a pickle.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, I smashed an iPhone with a free weight once, so I've learned my lesson. Don't take delicate items into the gym with you. Always wear a cup.
Fascinating insight into Rue's life there. However, it's film review, Rue, time.
Yes.
And what should we be seeing this weekend? Where are we starting, Rue?
Well, The Magnificent Seven.
Yes. Is it magnificent?
It is.
Oh!
That said, I am unfamiliar with the original.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So have you seen...
Well, of course. It's a classic.
Well, I did think, hang on, I've heard that theme tune somewhere before.
It's one of the best ever theme tunes.
It is.
Have we got it?
Well, hopefully. If not, you definitely need to.
Have we got the theme tune? Anyone?
Probably not.
No. Well done, everybody.
I didn't know that. I haven't seen it. I didn't know there was a theme tune.
Na-na-na-na-na. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, they also, I think in the trailers they were using, Heavy Young Heathens, House of the Rising Sun. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something about there being a house in
Newham. New Orleans.
Newham. Yeah. Very, very good musical round. But also a strong ensemble. Every character has just enough screen time. You know how we were all very worried about Civil War, Marvel, and wondering how they were going to cram everybody in?
Yes.
They did so successfully.
Yes.
Much the same here. This isn't a Batman versus Superman affair. There's no sort of incredible character arcs or anything, but we know just enough about each of them to get by.
Right.
And to care, to invest ourselves in the story.
And I understand we've got a clip.
Yes, we do.
From The Magnificent Seven.
I have a proposition.
Now, I'm wary of propositions, miss.
Mrs., I'm not sure if my friend filled you in on the details.
Enough of them.
Then why won't you at least listen? We're simple farmers. Decent, hard-working people being driven from our homes. Men slaughtered in cold blood. Women and children without food or essentials. All because some man named Bogue wants to mine our valley and take it from us.
Bartholomew Bogue.
You know?
Heard the name.
And there it is, a clip from The Magnificent Seven, which Rue says is magnificent.
It is.
Because it's been mixed reviews. I mean, I like that you're sticking your neck out, but I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But the reviews have been mixed for it, so it's interesting you said it was.
Well, I think for reboots, they tend to be, don't they? Because there will be a lot of people who are still invested in the original. As a general rule, I'm not a fan of reboots. I think it's stifling creativity generally. We should be coming up with new stuff. Why not just do a story about seven geezers on horses who save the day and call it something different?
What are you going to call it? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but the seven men on horses, what are you going to call it?
More than a few brilliant blokes. It's not quite as catchy.
No, it isn't. No,
But you could bring it up to modern times.
Yes.
Like they did with War of the Worlds.
It was, of course, based, though, on the Seven Samurai, wasn't it, originally? The original Magnificent Seven, I think.
Yeah, so it's where you draw the line, isn't it?
As a classic West. But the original was, of course, well-loved. Yul Brynner, as I say, of course. And there was Charles Bronson in it as well, I think. There's a thing where can you name the original Magnificent Seven? The answer to that for me is no.
Are these all famous Western actor people?
Well, they were famous actor people at the time. I mean, you're aware of Yul Brynner, clearly. You're not aware of Yul Brynner?
Well, maybe if you showed me his face or
you
something.
Look a bit like him.
So that's Patrick Stewart and the man who you just said
Yul
I can't
Brynner,
pronounce.
The star, Westworld. Westworld's coming back.
Yes, I saw a trailer for that. It looks very good.
On the television. But that was a 1972 Michael Crichton film, based on Michael Crichton's story, where Yul Brynner played a robot cowboy in a theme park that went terribly wrong, along the lines of Alton Towers, recently. but Yul Brynner! Just unbelievable.
We haven't all Brynnered. I haven't yet.
Yeah. I bet you went and saw The Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent Seven?
Yeah, without even seeing the first six.
Well, no, because I think that'll taint my view. I haven't seen Ghostbusters, but I went to see that.
Yeah, but you need to see, because it's obviously a sequel. you know, you need to see the first six.
Oh, it's not a sequel, otherwise it'd be the Magnificent Eight.
No, that's coming next.
No, that'll be the next one.
I bet you went to see Ocean's 11 without seeing Ocean's 10 or 9.
Yeah.
no, you nearly had me there, but I didn't. No, because there is 12 and 13, isn't there?
So tell us a little bit more about the Magnificent Seven. And so in terms of... seven men come to rescue a... seven-man A-team.
They get the group together pretty swiftly, which is nice. We don't have to spend ages traipsing around getting the team together. What I find interesting, though, is that Hayley Bennett as Emma Cullen isn't considered one of the seven. It should really be the Magnificent Eight, because without her, the day wouldn't have been saved.
It's not a spoiler, is it?
I was going to say honky honky on your spoiler horn, but you don't have one.
No.
That's a thing I do.
Do you honk on your spoiler horn?
I do. if we're edging towards a spoiler.
Your iPhone, if that's what you're doing.
she's a very strong female character.
Good.
Which is refreshing, obviously. She's not there just to be saved and to scream, or to be eye candy.
Yeah, which is excellent. And I think that's the way they're depicting it's kind of been an issue in Hollywood generally, hasn't it? It's kind of been that thing of going how strong women characters, and then you hear about them not. So to have a reboot of a film that already existed, but to write that role in. It's actually quite good, isn't it?
So there wasn't even a lady in the first one at all?
Not that wasn't screamy or catchy. No.
Well, there is eye candy, in case you're wondering.
Is there?
In the form of Red Harvest, Martin Sensmere. Now, I nearly had nothing to say during this review. Such a distraction.
What's his name?
Red Harvest. He's a Native American chap. Paints his face.
Does
Lovely
he?
Man.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did you... Because last time
don't mention the spoiler horn.
Did you blow your spoiler horn? Exactly.
No, I didn't blow it.
No. Did you? Because last time you were here, you got excited that Will Smith was in a shower in Suicide Squad.
Oh, no, I don't want this to become a pattern.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, no, he's not in the shower. I'm just saying. Okay. It's
fine.
Yeah. It's refreshing to have the roles reversed a little bit. He's obviously posited that way. He's supposed to be a little bit sexy.
Right.
And he does it well.
Good. What?
Magnificent gunfights too, by the way. I just thought there's a lot of build up.
Is that
war at the end is very fulfilling. Satisfying.
What are we talking about after the traffic and travel?
After the traffic and travel, we're talking about The Girl with All the Gifts, not to be confused with The Girl on the Train with All the Gifts, which is a completely different movie.
Not prizes, note. Not The Girl with All the Prizes. There can't be prizes. It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
So you have to call them gifts.
The Girl with All the...
The Girl with All the Gifts. Yes.
The magnificent gifts. Yeah.
All right. Rue's here. Oh, you probably spotted that. And he's reviewing films in, you know, his own way. And that's The Magnificent Seven. We'll talk about The Girl with All the Gifts next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Thiscarstillworks.com, shadydeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that, .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back, .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do watch out on the M60 going clockwise at Greater Manchester. Two lanes closed off, queuing traffic there due to flooding. That's going between junction 13 and 15 at the Swinton interchange. You'll also find the M6 northbound through Cheshire very slow. There was an early broken down vehicle between junction 18 and 19. The M5 northbound through Somerset slow due to an earlier accident on the M5 between junctions 21 and 20. And the M5 northbound at Gloucestershire slow between junction 10 and junction 9.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
If you are listening to this, by the way, on a digital audio B radio, then chances are it's got a screen on the front, and the chances are your screen isn't wide enough to have the full Talk Radio slogan on it. We are compiling a gallery of screens that don't show the whole slogan. The slogan, of course, is Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. In fact, Roo should say that in his radio voiceover voice.
We'll get you talking. Yes. No, it's not. I'm not on form today. I feel like a bit sort of throaty. I'm not using my diaphragm. That's the trouble.
Not passing comment on that. give us a Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's really good.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio. Look, talk, all right. Well, we'll be round knocking.
Well, the thing is, that's the way it is threatening. Because the screens aren't wide enough to have the
we'll
whole
get
slogan.
You.
So they just say, yeah. Talk Radio, we'll get you.
Well, you don't need Talk Radio, do you? Because you've already got that on the channel.
Yes.
So cut that out.
We're compiling a gallery. People are sending us their pictures of their DABs threatening them.
Love that.
Yeah. So if that's you, if you're listening to this on DAB and it says, we'll get you, do just take a little picture on your phone or whatever and send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or free on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Let's change it to we're coming.
Oh, I don't know
coming.
If you can text pictures. I don't think that works.
Well, just use Twitter then.
Just tweet them.
At Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And then, but we're compiling a little gallery of threatened radios that threaten people. Get involved. Anyway, look, Roo's here because we're doing work experience punditry today. Well, like every day, really. Film. On a Friday, that's what we're reviewing, and Roo's here. We've already talked about The Magnificent Seven, which Roo thinks is magnificent, but now we know mainly because he fancied a Native American man in the film. But that's fine, that's a review...
It's the cherry on top.
Of did he? That's a review of sorts. So, what are we talking about now? The girl with all the gifts.
The girl with all the trains and the gifts on her train.
How many gifts has she got?
The girl with all the gifts. Well, actually, that is a question I wanted answering by this film, and I'm not sure it's entirely clear.
But it suggests that she's got all the gifts.
No, well...
Doesn't it? I mean, the title alone says to me, the message it's putting out there is, she's a girl, and she's got all the gifts.
I think what they're actually trying to say is she's quite gifted.
Yes, but you can be gifted without all the gifts.
Yeah.
I mean, one, you know, I mean, I'm just looking around this... No, Cornelius is a bad example. He's not gifted in any way. But, you know, you are blessed with a voiceover style voice.
Well, thank you very much.
That is a gift, I would say. But it's not all the gifts, is it?
No.
And she hasn't got all the gifts. I mean, she's got... What are the gifts she's got?
She shows a remarkable ability to avoid eating people. And she's just a very sweet girl.
Has she got this year's Beano annual?
No.
No.
Has she got the new FIFA?
No.
No.
I'm not entirely certain.
Has she got
this year
some flowers that someone got her?
No. No.
She hasn't got all the gifts, has she?
No. Clearly not.
What's it about?
It's about zombies, not normal zombies, sort of fungal zombies. And so you got fungus in your brain, which renders you zombie-like, and you need to eat people who aren't fungal zombies.
Yeah.
If you have babies, they, of course, will too be fungal zombies, but they'll eat their way out of their mother and be able... and be able to transform... whenever they fancy a snack.
That's how Cass was born.
rather than constantly being in fungal zombie form.
Right, so it is a zombie film.
Of sorts, yes. It's an interesting twist on the whole
Well, it's not, is it? All they've changed... I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But is all they've changed the how you become a zombie? The nature of the zombie, i.e. eating people, right, is what zombies do. Walking Dead... Dawn of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and all the zombie films, 28 Days Later.
They have sort of expanded on it a little bit, yeah. In that the second generation of fungal zombies aren't...
Let's call them...
mushroom zombies.
No, let's call them fungbees.
Fungbees,
yes.
Right. Or zongles.
I like zongles.
so the second... Actually, they're called hungries in the film. We should probably stick with that. Fungal hungries.
Zongles.
They transform, and the idea is
like in Transformers, they're robots.
They're
robot zombies.
Robot zombies.
Robot mushrooms.
No.
It's a conversation like this where biker mice from Mars came from, isn't it?
Bice.
I think generally the idea is that they can go on living that way. And it doesn't cause them too much harm. But
are they zombie-y? I mean, are they like...
Or
are they just sort of like, you're right, just chatty, but they're zombies?
No, the proper fungal zombies, zongles, hungries, are zombie-like, you know, standing around shopping malls and things.
Yes.
Whereas Melanie, who's the girl with all the gifts,
hasn't got all the gifts.
Well, no, but she transforms from normal, average young girl to bitey, angry, wide-eyed, hungry girl.
Yes.
And she's all right. When she's not hungry, you can have a chat with her. It's just that Glenn Close wants to cut her up and take her brain so that she can form a... what do you call it? Something that fixes all the others. What do you call that?
Glue.
No. antidote. That's the one. Yes.
Hold on. Right, okay. So so it's a zombie film, but it's different to the other zombie films.
It's
because it was a book first, right? This is based on a book.
I'll go with you on that one.
It's based on a book.
Yeah, it's based on a book.
Which was called The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Is that right?
No.
No, that was a film.
Yes.
But that was a film.
Did she have all the dragon tattoos or just one?
It was The Girl with the Dragon on the Train tattoo.
The girl who took the dragon on the train.
The little dragon on the train.
Because she received it as a gift for a birthday.
Yes.
It was a birthday. Someone gave her a dragon. She took it on the train.
Mm. Before
she
got eaten. The dragon with the zombie tattoo girl.
That's her. Let's call her that. Let's call her a dragon.
I've forgotten where we were exactly.
How?
She... Is it any good?
Well, it's. I was going to say.
Did we play a clip?
I don't know.
It's good for a budget of $4 million.
All right. Hey, we've got a clip.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Here it is.
Okay, I've got chemical elements here. Oh, lots and lots.
Can we have a story?
Oh yeah, that's a great idea. Then someone goes and tells Dr. Caldwell, and I'm in the sweatbox for a week.
We won't tell. We promise.
We did stories last time.
Greek myths? Then it counts as history.
All right. We'll do one as a warm-up. Now, where were we?
Prometheus and Epimetheus. The war with the gods.
Got it. Thank you, Melanie.
You're very welcome, Miss Justino.
The gods do not forget. And by,
Zeus wanted to punish Epimetheus for his misdeeds, so he fashioned a woman of clay and gave her the name Pandora, she who brings gifts.
So she's made of clay,
no,
this woman.
No, she's very much inspired by stories, this young girl. And it's this teacher who shouldn't be telling her stories, she forms the closest bond with and absolutely refuses to eat. The chap who looks a bit like Rod Gilbert at first, she probably could eat because she doesn't like him. But then they form a bond too in an attempt to sort of find shelter and maybe save the world.
Is it any good?
Yes, I was going to say that if you cut out a few of the effects, maybe it could go straight to TV, but it is cinematic enough to get away with it. I was enthralled, and the plot changes direction so many times it feels fresh.
Okay, we're running out of time.
Mm.
This is very much like Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode, isn't it? This is just what they do.
See,
this film review looks easy.
Mm.
What's your TV movie of the week, if that's indeed something you've brought with you?
It is. It's a long time ago, 2009, Knowing with Nick Cage, in which a young girl writes down lots of dates and they coincide with tragedies, and somehow it all ends up with honky honky spoiler horn, bunnies on a spaceship. So if you want to see that journey unravel, you should watch that. On the Sony Channel, 9 p.m. Saturday.
Yeah, because Nicolas Cage films are mostly terrible. I mean, latterly. I mean, in the old days, brilliant.
Yeah,
you know, Wild at Heart being a good example of that. The Rock. An amazing film that is.
The Rock.
The Rock,
starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, starring Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery.
No.
You've never seen The Rock.
I've seen Dwayne The Rock.
No, The Rock, starring Nicolas Cage. Excellent.
No, I haven't.
Advice to you. That's my TV movie of the week for you.
All right.
Even though it's probably not on.
I'll try and find it.
It's my DVD of the week.
Netflix or Amazon.
Netflix or Amazon or wherever it's available of the week for you. But Knowing, I can't remember whether that's any good or not.
It's more intriguing and head-scratching than anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ruth, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Would you like to rate those films out of 10?
Which ones?
No, just generally. As a collective.
I've had a 7 out of 10 cinema week this week.
There we go. Thank you very much. That's Rue, the boy with all the films. Well, three of them there. Thank you very much for coming in.
Cheers,
Rue, Work Experience Punditry. You can leave now and not be paid for that. That's the point of Work Experience Punditry. Thank you very much. In the next bit of the programme, then, there will be the end of the week quiz. Have your loyalty tested, your brand loyalty to this show well and truly tested. If you'd like to answer questions about other things that have happened on this programme over the past 5 days, you can play 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
There's the big debate at 3. We'll have live music in the studio, being a Friday, of course, as a busker gets dragged in from the streets and is forced to play for our entertainment. And there will also, of course, be Cornelius. Hello.
Hello.
In a lift, reading out the texts and tweets from the haters and the trolls that this show has received, or I've received personally, over the preceding week. If you'd like to have your hate read out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building, it's a feature we call Condescending. Here's the number. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone.
If you want to hate me personally, at John Holmes 1. Now it's just up to 2:30, and Victoria has the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Europe's most ambitious ever space mission has ended with a craft being deliberately crashed onto a comet. Rosetta spent more than a decade orbiting the object to manage several historic firsts, including getting a probe on the surface. Project scientist Matt Taylor says more data from the spacecraft needs to be analysed, but the mission's revealed a lot already.
Overall, we've completely turned on our head our ideas of comets that we had previously, that they were these dusty ice balls or something like that, but they're instead this very diverse morphological dark object that gives us this insight into the solar system.
Nissan is delaying investments in its Sunderland plant until the UK finishes its EU negotiations. There are fears for hundreds of jobs at the site, which is the country's biggest car factory. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been compared with the Queen and Nelson Mandela at his funeral. Barack Obama said he reminded him of other giants of the 20th century. Restaurants, pubs and cafes are being urged to make their food and drink healthier as part of reforms to tackle obesity. city. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt wants to encourage big chain restaurants, takeaways and fast food retailers to cut sugar, as well as to reduce the size of puddings. QPR manager Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank has denied wrongdoing after more reports in the Daily Telegraph. He says he doesn't want or need to make money from transfers. And today marks the 80th anniversary of British film and television studio Pinewood. The James Bond, Superman and Star Wars franchises are among the many films produced at the studios in London. Sir Roger Moore is among the actors who paid tribute, saying the site is like a second home to him. The weather, sunshine and showers, heaviest in the west. Some may turn thundery. Breezy too, with the best of the brightness in the east. Highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more of it.
More.
Now, when you say more, that indicates that it will be different.
It will be different.
But it's been the same so far.
No, every single bulletin I've run today has been completely different. Some of the stories are the same, but there's been different people speaking on them and have written the cues differently. So not one of them has used the same script.
Excellent.
Have you got vegetable news?
Vegetable news.
So research shows people in the UK who have a Mediterranean diet with lots of fruit and veg can significantly reduce their risk of a heart attack and stroke.
I eat a lot of Mediterranean veg.
Well done. The findings indicate that almost 13% of cardiovascular deaths in the UK could be avoided by people changing what they eat. A vegetarian says she was horrified to find out she'd been served a meat lasagna at a pub. 35-year-old Stacey Elliott made herself sick after discovering that instead of vegetables, she'd been given beef. And a woman has won...
Hang on, surely you'd notice that when it arrived. I mean, if you order a vegetable...
When it's much tastier.
If you order a vegetable... I'm sure she was strong enough to lift up the fork. If a lasagna arrives in a restaurant... Right, you kind of, the way a lasagna works is you kind of get a cross-section through it, don't you?
Because
it's cut in, you know...
Unless it's served in an individual portion in a dish.
It sounds like it weren't a vegetable lasagna. It was more a vegetarian lasagna, maybe made with corn meat.
So maybe she thought it was corn.
Yeah.
Right. That makes more sense now. That wasn't clear, but now I understand. I thought maybe you'd just notice the beef, wouldn't you? Unless you're eating it blindfold or something.
Can we get an expert on this on the phone?
No. So, sorry, carry on.
Okay, and a woman has won a Scotch egg competition with a veggie option. Instead of using meat, Barbara Diggins from Dorset used a mixture similar to an onion bhajie.
I love onion bhajis.
Me too.
Vegetable news there with Victoria. The reason we're doing that, of course...
Vegetable news.
...is because... It's because Victoria's news, her bulletins were shaved, and so they're smaller than they were, and they're only 2 minutes long now. So, to fill up, make up the time, we have a minute of animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news on as the days go on. Today's turn was vegetable news. Monday, mineral.
I hate mineral news.
It's fine. Why do you hate mineral news?
It's fine. It's so boring.
Not boring. The other day in mineral news, a man put his penis in a bottle of mineral water.
I didn't say that. I don't believe that happened.
It did. I have first-hand experience. Yeah. I was at the scene at the time.
Yeah. I think you were lying.
No, I saw it. It happened in the office.
Mm.
It was Paul Ross. Was... Mineral news on Monday with Victoria. Thanks, Victoria.
You're not welcome.
Okay. You're listening to Talk Radio on the Friday afternoon. There is live music coming up from a busker. We've got an end-of-the-week quiz coming up as well. And now, though, Chloe's going to press a button and something will happen.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And, well, we'll get the people talking, certainly, because we have what we do, you see, on this programme every day is go out onto the streets. And we go out onto the streets with one specific goal in mind, and that is to find out what the people think. The man and the woman and the transgender in the streets, what do they think? That's the question. We send out our crack team of reporters, so-called, because they're a team of reporters that have taken an almost dangerous amount of crack. And they go outside and they put their microphones in the faces of the people and find out what they think. And today we wanted to know, did they think hammers or fishing rods?
Fishing rods.
Hammers?
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers. Hammers.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
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 Fishing rods. Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
Hammers.
Fishing rods.
And there it was. If you think one of those things, then we do want to hear from you, of course. What's your opinion? It's what the people are talking about on the street this afternoon. As you know, they're thinking hammers or fishing rods, aren't they? But what do you think? That's the question. You can get in touch. Tell us. Do you think hammers? Or do you think fishing rods? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word hammers or fishing rods.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Sorry, madam. Your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do watch out on the M60 going clockwise at Greater Manchester. 2 lanes closed off, queuing traffic there due to flooding. That's going between junction 13 and 15 at the Swinton interchange. You'll also find the M6 northbound through Cheshire very slow. There was an early broken down vehicle between junction 18 and 19. The M5 northbound through Somerset slow due to an earlier accident on the M5 between junctions 21 and 20. And the M5 northbound at Gloucestershire slow between junction 10 and junction 9.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. we'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan, this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:43 in the Friday afternoon. It is Talk Radio as well. Hello. Good afternoon. Hi, I am John Holmes, owner, operator and licensee of the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. So, the news is as well as what? I mean, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around. I hate you bringing it up.
I know, but don't worry, Cornelius, because once again, here I am to help. Because you're not the only
really?
One. Yes. You're not the only one who finds the news complicated. We get so many emails and text messages to this radio station telling me that people find the news very complicated. I print them all out and I put them in the post bag and pull them out at random. Here's one. Dear John. The news. Read the news. That's in the subject header. I just can't get my head around it. That is from Mag. So, you're not the only one. You're not suffering alone. That is the point. And we are here to help you, of course, because what we do on this programme is explain the big stories of the day using the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Six kids eat takeaway twice a day. Ken, Kentucky Fried Children.
The news in haikus. And now it's time to test your brand loyalty with the end of the week quiz. Yes, we're looking back over the shoulder of the week. The preceding 5 days here on Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 o'clock. What happened on it, though? Were you listening? Probably not, but let that not stop you playing along at home with the end of the week quiz. Basically, there's 3 or so clips of things that have happened on the programme. All you have to do is work out what happened next. On the line to play is Jess. Good afternoon, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Yeah, thanks for, you know, politely re-enquiring how I am after I inquired as you are. You were obviously brought up very well, Jess, am I right?
Yes, I'd say so. I'd like to think so.
Yeah. What do you do, Jess, and where are you?
I live in Birmingham, and I'm a drama student.
Now. And which particular area of drama are you a student of? Do you favour Brechtian?
Yeah, we actually do. I'm actually really impressed that you've come up with that, that you know that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a contemporary course, so we do all sorts, really.
Yeah.
It's good though. I'm enjoying it.
And what year are you in? What year did you say?
I'm in second year.
Second year, okay, fine. So, and in terms of, do you put on how many productions a year, would you say?
Put on 5 productions a year.
5 productions a year, that's quite a lot, isn't
it? I know.
What's the next one? What's coming up?
Oh, the next production?
Yes.
It's a Shakespeare.
Bit obvious, that, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Which one are you doing?
Hamlet.
It's double obvious, that, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Bit too stereotypical.
Who are you in it?
I'm not in it. I'm actually stage managing it.
Are you? That's a cop-out, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you join a drama course, as you have, do you do it with a view to treading the boards, or did you do it with a view to doing the behind-the-scenes important stuff?
Well, the reason I chose the course is because it does both. We do backstage and we actually do performance as well.
I see.
I wasn't actually sure where I wanted to go. Right. So hopefully...
Are you edging toward... Which way are you edging? Now, this is your second year, so, you know, you've still got time to decide, but is one or other taking your fancy?
Probably still performing.
Still performing, isn't it?
That ache
inside. So literally, you'll be stage managing Hamlet, but staring at Ophelia, right?
Literally.
Livid. at the side of the stage, just angry at the whole thing. Yeah. All right. Did you have to audition for it? How do you divvy it up?
It was just literally the first, second, and third year's audition.
Yep.
And that's how it goes.
And you got the role of stage manager. No offence. But, you know.
I didn't audition, so it's fine.
Oh, fine then. Because otherwise, that's a real kick in the teeth, isn't it?
I know, literally, yeah.
I did English at university, and I was in As You Like It. Just sharing my drama anecdote there with you.
Which part did you play?
That's all I've got, to be honest with you. That's all I had. I was Jaques.
Oh.
You know Jaques?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was him. Anyway, good. Yeah. What? Yeah.
I was a shepherd.
You were a shepherd, yes. That was a nativity play at primary school, wasn't it, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Did
you know that one? Shepherd?
Yeah.
I think everyone's been a shepherd at some point in their life.
Oh, right. Take that away.
Not
from
taking
me.
It away from you at all. Just saying.
You just did. You just did. Yes. But it's a harsh industry, so.
Showbiz.
That's showbiz for you right there. Well, look, Jess, you are about to play the end of the week quiz. You know, obviously, you've been listening to this religiously, which is usually how people watch Songs of Praise, I realise. But you have been listening to this religiously all week, right? Between 1 and 4 o'clock, sat in front of your radio every afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. So, you, this is going to be a breeze for you, really. You're going to know what's coming next before we've even started. But what I've got are three clips of things we've been doing on the show over the last week. All you have to do is tell me what happened next. That is it. All right, it's the end of the week quiz. Let's have a crack at it with Jess from Birmingham, drama student. Here we go. Question number one. We begin with Monday. We interviewed the comedians Adam Hess and Rhys James. During this exchange, Ginger producer Dave shared with us one of his classic celebrity non-anecdotes.
I once tried to call Charlotte Church.
Of course you did, Dave. Was it when she was a student?
To book her for a show.
Yes. Yeah.
She, I'm 95% sure that her agent who picked up the phone
is Charlotte Church.
Doing another voice, because halfway through the call, a baby started crying in the background.
Yes.
Just after she'd had a baby.
Her agent may have had a baby.
No, but Charlotte Church, I mean, it was a
baby
massive
saying,
coincidence.
Charlotte! Yeah. Get off the phone, Charlotte!
Mummy Charlotte!
Right, well, after that fascinating insight into Dave's life, I came up with a suggestion as to what Charlotte Church should have done in that scenario. What was it that I suggested? Was it A, she should put the baby on the phone to masquerade as her agent? B, should Charlotte Church change her voice before picking up the phone each time by inhaling helium? Or C, should Charlotte Church have hung up on producer Dave because he is a sex pest?
I'm going to go with A.
A, put the baby on the phone as an agent. Let's find out what was said. If she was smart, she'd have put the baby on the phone as her agent. It's the right answer! It's the right answer, Jess. Well done.
Good
work.
Job.
Right, good work. Okay, question number two. On Tuesday, we covered the big story, of course, about Big Fat Massive Sam, the football person. He was telling football agents that they could get around the FA's rules. And then we got access to a secret exclusive recording that we'd made of Big Fat Massive Sam Allardyce talking to Wayne Rooney. We had a clip of it. It was a secret meeting between them. Here's what that secret
recording... All right, Wayne. All right, thanks for coming in.
No worries.
I just wanted to have a quick word with you about getting round the back.
Yeah, I know. I've been struggling, boss, but it's not much. There's nothing I can do.
No, Wayne, there are.
I keep on being offside.
But Wayne, there are ways around that. There are ways around being offside.
You told me the FA were clamping down on it.
No. Wait, there are ways around the FA. There are ways around the FA.
Like what?
Have a think. Why don't you run behind the linesman? If he doesn't know what's behind him, he can't rule you offside, can he?
Now, that was Big Sam there suggesting a way to Wayne Rooney about getting around the offside rule, of course, which is contrary to the FA's rules themselves. But Big Sam also suggested another way of getting around the offside rule. But what was it, Jess? Was it A, tunnelling under the back four, B, jetpacks, or C, denying the very notion of the existence of the offside rule itself?
What was B again?
Jetpacks.
I'm going to go with D.
Jetpacks?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
All right, what about this? Jetpack.
There was jetpacks! Yeah. Jetpacks!
Why is it saying the rules? You can't wear a jetpack.
I thought they were clamping down on jetpacks.
No, there's ways around that. There's ways around that.
There you go. Well done, Jess. You got
Thank you.
Got that as well. That's weird. All right, this is the final question. That's question number three. Finally, yesterday, the Noel Edmonds, Jess.
Yeah.
Not any old Noel, the Noel Edmonds came on this show. I know.
Yeah.
To tell us about his new radio station, stations plural, which are for pets, positively pets.
Well, when you leave the house, do you leave a radio on for your cat? And he said, yeah, I do. Well, at last, there will be a radio station playing them music they want to hear.
Yeah.
And if people want to use their mobile devices, they can send us a message which we will broadcast to their pets. So when you've been out for a couple of hours, you can go, hello, Rufus. Hello, Mummy here. And here's Def Leppard.
What if you had a pet leopard? it's a fair question, I thought. But can you tell me what Noel Edmonds, said in response to that question? Did he say, A, you'd have to be licensed to keep a leopard? Did he say, B, you shouldn't play a leopard deaf leopard as it will make them go deaf? Or did he say, C, a leopard can't change its spots, although as a rule, you can get round that, of course, because you can change your leopard spots with an electric sander and a shovel.
Right.
A, B or C?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
It's pressure, because I want to get all three right.
A licence to keep a leopard. You shouldn't play a leopard deaf leopard because it makes them go deaf, or you can change your leopard spots with an electric sander. What did Noel Edmonds, the bloody Noel Edmonds, say?
I'm going to go with A.
A, you'd have to have a licence to keep a leopard?
Yeah.
Now, if you get this right, you might have got them all right. If you get this wrong, you won't have got them all right. You said A license to keep a leopard. Let's find out.
Ah, now that's interesting. You'd have to be licensed for
the
leopard.
It's the right answer! Come on, Jess! However, we're not sure of your score yet, so we've got to put your details into the system. So just bear with us while we fire up the system. It's a dial-up system, Jess, if I'm honest. So just bear with us while we dial it up. Sorry. I'm really sorry, Jess. It takes ages. Oh, we're in. Okay, here we go.
That was quite deafening.
I know. It's annoying, isn't it? Stop it. No, you're pressing the wrong thing. Back.
Oh, sorry, too soon. Jess, how do you spell Jess?
J-E-S-S.
Yeah?
That's it.
Is that it?
J-E-S-S.
So Jess. Okay.
No.
How do you spell Edmonds?
Edmonds?
Yeah, as in Noel Edmonds.
Is it E-D...
Yeah.
M-A-N-D-S?
No.
Yeah, it's having that.
No, it's Mons. Edmonds.
Edmonds, oh, is it?
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Mons. Right, just put in the score, the dark.
Just put mad bloke.
Mad. Okay.
Right.
Now, Jess, would you like to deal or no deal?
Deal.
Okay, I'll print it off.
Just printing off the scores now. Jess, now you got all of the questions right.
Yes.
You got 3 out of 3, so we're just waiting to see what the score is according to the system. So just bear with it. This is a slow printer as well. It's Just bear with us while it prints out, and then who knows whether Jess and her brand loyalty to this show will be.
And to cut it out the printer, the jar. Right.
So okay. Jess got all three right.
Right. Let me just look at the data. Okay.
Yes. This is Jess from Birmingham. She's a drama student. She's not good enough to be on stage. She's just a on stage match.
Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I can confirm that Zadata shows that Jess scored 3 points.
Well done, Jess.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you, Jess. You have scored 3 points.
3 points.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. A pleasure talking to you, Jess. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome for that as well. Lovely Jess there from Birmingham. She's a drama student, and that was the end of the week quiz. I never wanted to say goodbye. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course, after 3 o'clock, we'll have live music, we'll have some of your requests for Some Request Friday, and Con here.
Hello.
Will be in the lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading aloud from the haters' texts and tweets that we have received over the past 5 days. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. From a rear parking camera with multi-angle view to versatile seats that triple your boot space. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition, Jazz EX and Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Time for another round of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
OK, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right, where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Where's this?
Go compare.
Is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance?
If you want to save, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
So to be honest, Victoria, I'm just not sure yet. It's 1 minute past 3 o'clock and you are listening to Talk Radio. That much you know. I'm John Holmes. You probably know that as well. And here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Rosetta Mission comes to an end. Landowner asks for Ben Needendig to stop. And would you talk to a stranger on the tube?
Talk Radio.
Stranger. A £1.2 billion space mission has ended dramatically with scientists crashing a craft into a comet. Rosetta has spent more than a decade orbiting the object and managed several historic firsts, including a probe on the surface. Chris Scott is a space scientist at Reading University.
It's a really brave ending to a really exciting mission. I mean, this mission was conceived in the 1980s. It was launched in 2004. It took 10 years to get there. It wouldn't have survived probably another orbit around the sun. So go out in style and take some really close-up images of the comet while you're doing so.
Future investment in the UK's biggest car factory is in doubt because of the result of the EU referendum. Nissan says it could delay new plant and machinery at its site in Sunderland. A man has admitted causing the deaths of a 10-year-old boy and his aunt during a police chase in South London last month. 23-year-old Joshua Dobby has pleaded guilty to death by dangerous driving, but denied the manslaughter of Mackay McDermott and Rosie Cooper. Police are continuing to search for Ben Needham on the Greek island of Kos, despite being asked to stop by the landowner. Officers have been scouring the area where the British toddler was last seen 25 years ago. Detectives say the owner's concerned about the discovery of suspected ancient tombs. A controlled explosion of a Second World War bomb went off with such a small blast that disposal experts thought it had failed to explode. The German device was discovered in Portsmouth last night. An American man living in London is defending his idea to try and get strangers to talk to each other on the tube. Jonathan Dunn has been handing out badges saying tube chat for commuters to wear. Despite being criticised online, he says he just wants to improve people's journeys.
I know a lot of people are, oh God, you're ruining everything. But I don't think it's ruining anything by having a chat. I think this is probably the only place in the world where you get several hundred people crammed into a small space and it's completely silent.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What's he doing?
So basically, he's been handing out badges saying tube chat so that if people want to strike at conversations on the tube instead of it being quiet and not making eye contact with anyone, then if they spot somebody else with this badge on, then they can have a little chat. Yeah.
Okay. Do you like that idea?
No.
Okay. Have you got weather?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Sunshine and showers, heaviest in the west. Some may turn thundery, breezy too, with the best of the brightness in the east. Highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And now, Kate Partridge, who is called Kate Partridge. She's doing the sport and she's called Kate Partridge.
It's her real name.
Partridge. Partridge. Like Alan Partridge, the sportsman. She's called Kate Partridge. It's a real name. Anyway, she's got the sport today. Live, Kate Partridge is in a pear tree.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge. The Ryder Cup is underway in Minnesota with the foursomes out on the course at Hazeltine. The European team needs to reach 14 points to lift the trophy for the fourth straight time. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri has praised the club's owners for their support through an unsteady start to his side's Premier League title defence. They've won both their Champions League matches so far, but have taken just 7 points from their opening six top-flight matches. Ranieri says the presence of the chairman at today's training session was a reassuring one.
Last season was easy, no? We won often. It's easy to make a manager, to make a player, to make owner. But when the thing doesn't go very well, it's important to have the owner's support and all the family give us a lot of support.
Seven untapped players have been named in England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones' training squad ahead of the Autumn Internationals. Wasps Sam Jones, Dan Robson and Nathan Hughes are among the 37 who will take part in sessions in Brighton from Sunday. Finally, Lewis Hamilton was fastest in second practice ahead of the Malaysian Grand Prix. The Mercedes driver came in ahead of championship leader and teammate Nico Rosberg. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And that's, that's Kate Partridge there with the news, sports news, live from a pear tree. It was a partridge. You listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mark Radcliffe is one of the UK's most northern broadcasters, and he can often be heard on both Radio 4, Radio 2 and elsewhere, including sometimes a television. Now, for the first time, a CD of the bits where he endearingly stumbles over his words and stutters a bit.
I mean, you'd have to say that I'm a lot better for you. I mean, and you know.
All the bits of Mark Radcliffe's speech that aren't quite speech, more noise, really, to collect on CD.
The name, then.
Including friendly banter with Stuart McConey.
Radcliffe McConey. I'm a lot better for you, because that's total.
Reading out an email.
Cordial felicitations.
And introducing The Who. Mark Radcliffe, The Noises. At last, all the endearing stammering on one exclusive CD.
You're listening to Talk Radio. So Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And yes, the Rosetta probe has ended its mission by colliding with the comet it was aimed at, thereby proving that it wasn't piloted by the US military, because otherwise, rather than hitting the comet in space, it would have hit a primary school in Afghanistan. There's much controversy, of course, as the comet was unarmed, so firing something into it has led to speculation that perhaps the American police force was somehow involved as well. The fact that cameras were on the Rosetta probe has now proved that the comet itself didn't have a gun, and this, of course, has led to riots and protests in space, with other asteroids claiming the hashtag icy orbital rock lives matter. The comet's name, they're calling it 67P. Its full title, 67P Chernyumov Gerasimenko. That is the name of the comet that the Rosetta probe has crashed into. Now, listening to me talk about the comet's name there on the telephone line is, well, it's somebody who's called in. We don't know your name. Good afternoon, by the way. Good afternoon. We don't know your name. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello there. Thanks for calling in. Now, I know you've deliberately not given a name to our team of researchers through the glass there when you called in, because you heard me talk about the name of the comet there, but broadly speaking, and do correct me if I'm wrong, you despise the very notion of names. Am I right?
I don't have a name. I think the idea of it is absolutely disgusting. Names are responsible for most of the evils this world's ever known. I mean, if you look at the sorts of people with names,
yep.
Adolf Hitler,
yep.
Pol Pot, yep. Joseph Stalin, George Galloway, all sorts of evil, horrible people. Whereas, look at somebody like the Unknown Warrior buried in Westminster Abbey, no name.
Yeah.
Greatest hero this country's ever had.
That's a very, very good point that you make. Watch, I need to call you something. I mean, can I call you anything for this? Or, I mean, a noise? I mean, how would I... When
stump me with a name. I mean, call the number one. I don't know, something that I won't have to remember later on today.
No, that's fine. Okay, you're caller number one. That's fine. On the other line, though, she has got an Erin. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, you have got a name because you think what caller number one is saying is absolute balderdash. Am I right?
You're right, 100% right.
Yes. Yeah. So what is it about names? Why do you think we still need names?
Well, they're very useful. To start with, we've had to call him number one, so he's already called one because we have to differentiate between him
yes.
and me. Now, the fact that, for example, a badger set, that's a very good point. The word badger set is a useful name.
Yeah.
I'd like to change the word badger set to commode, for example. I don't have a problem with changing names. I think the idea of having names is really essential. It's that simple. But, you see, the reason the badger set's a problem for me, it's a minor problem.
Yes.
You know, I do sleep at night, but it hasn't kept me awake so far.
Right.
But, for example, one set to table, you can set a race, you can set off.
Yes. I'll be honest, I'm bored of what you're saying now. So let me bring back in the other caller as well. I want to ask this question, which I think is an important one. And you've touched upon it, caller number one, because you're saying you wanted to be referred to as caller number one as a number. Now, Erin rightly said, before she went off on one, she rightly said about you having a number, which is also, because I'm using it to denote who you are, it is also a name. What do you say to that?
It's not a name that I'll carry with me for the rest of the day. It's just a temporary label. And a badger set, it's not a name, it's a noun.
That's a good point. Erin, come back on that.
I don't know if I'm allowed to speak now because you called me boring before.
Yes, but if you try and not be.
I'll do my best.
Okay. So what do you make of that? It's not a name, it's a noun. It's not
a name. It's a name in itself. He's calling it a noun. He's naming it as a noun, isn't he?
Well, you've named it as a noun. Right, that good point back to you, caller number one.
One.
Mm. I can have... No. It's a noun.
Well, look, okay. Well, let's look at this. Let's look at this, right? Because, right, is your problem, caller number one, right? Is your problem with names per se, or is it the letters that are in the names? Because we could break. Let's just break it down. Define exactly what you don't like about the fact that people are referred to by names. What is it? Is it the letters?
What?
The shape of the word? What is it that you don't like?
When I had a name, it brought me nothing but misery. And
what was my name? Yeah.
It was Dennis Silly Willy Poobum, and you can imagine going through school with a name like Dennis,
yes.
the sort of
Well, no, listen, look.
Yeah, I got.
I don't realise this is a difficult call for you now. Now we know that. Now we know your background. And I appreciate your bravery for ringing in. I really, really do. And by the way, I should say that if you are listening to this, you are called Dennis. And it is an issue for you. We do have a team of trained counsellors on hand after this phone call, and we will, you know, give out the numbers should you need extra help if you're called Dennis. Now, so I appreciate your call. I really do. It's very, you know, it indicates a strong character for you to have called in. But let's... It's not all names. I mean, what's the... If we just had... Right, okay, let's take Donald Trump as an example, right? Donald Trump has a child called Donald Trump Jr. Now, that is, on one hand, lazy, right? Mm. But on the other hand, it's not putting any more names out there in the world. It's just the same names. It's not adding to the numbers, is what I mean. So where do you stand on that? Erin, is that, would you want him to have a different name, or is it okay for someone to have the same name?
Not keen. I think that's ridiculous. I don't like that at all. For two reasons. I think it's quite selfish. It's large egos. And, well, for three reasons. Obviously, post gets opened by the wrong person.
Yeah.
So no, I don't agree with that. It's an inappropriate annex. I'm sorry for Dennis's troubles there, and I shan't.
But formerly Dennis, he's had a name change operation. It used to be called Dennis, so don't call him that.
No, I won't. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologise, and I'm sorry for giggling.
Right. I mean, Dennis, how was it when you had the operation to remove your name?
I have no idea who you're referring to, I'm afraid.
Oh dear.
Yes. Well, look, I don't want to. I mean, I know it's
That's somebody that used to exist.
Yes, I understand. No, I understand. I understand. It's a difficult subject to talk about. I wanted to listen. Let me just have a listen to this. Have a listen. Just both of you now, because I know you're on the telephone, but if you could just squash the telephone just harder against your ear, just let me know when you've done that. Erin, have you squashed it hard?
Yeah.
Caller number one?
Squelched.
Okay, listen to this. Now, that's ABBA and the name of the game, isn't it? I want to run through some names of some games for you. I want you to just tell me whether or not it's a yes or a no from you. We'll start with Erin. Cluedo.
No.
No. Okay. Caller number one. Cluedo, yes or no?
It's making me feel physically sick,
yes. I know it's difficult, but there's a lot of people listening to this who also possibly used to be called Dennis or are called Dennis. So I know it's hard for you, but you... I know. I know it's hard, but you are helping. Just think that you are helping other people. The name of the game. We're talking about the name of the game. Buckaroo.
Yes.
No, absolutely not.
Battleship.
Oh, yes.
No.
Connect Four?
No.
No.
Snakes and Ladders?
No.
No.
Worms and Stairs?
No.
No.
Interesting, isn't it? So, because you're both finding common ground in a way there. You know, the name of the game by ABBA has brought you together. You were opposing each other, but now you've kind of found a little bit of common ground there, I think.
I think she sounds lovely, and I think if that woman tried giving up her name, she'd enjoy it.
That's nice.
You know, I mean, it might be worth a try. I want to ask you this question, because this is interesting, because Erin, this won't really apply to you, because you have the name Erin, but caller number one, what do you, when you have to put a name, and I'm really sorry, but when you have to put that in some clothes, like maybe at school, you know, in every item, like either iron on or your mum sews it in the back, what would you sew into the back of your clothes?
Well, when we were at school, I just make a sew in D, Silly Willy Poo-Bum, as a label. Yeah. I didn't have to face that unfortunate, disgusting name. But these days, I just draw a small symbol that everybody knows to be mine.
Right. The reason I ask is because we're getting... you know, this is, they've been doing trials in Sweden, and what they've been doing there is they've been sewing people that don't have a name, or have chosen to have their name removed in an operation. They've been sewing these people into the clothes rather than sew the name in. They've sewn the person into the clothes. So then you know whose clothes they are. I just wonder what you make of that as an idea. What do you make of that as an idea?
I just think, thank God, common sense is prevailing at last.
Yeah. What about you, Erin? Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I think we're back with Sweden again, aren't we? Yeah. I mean... It's in the news a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they, you know, they're very progressive. Very progressive, aren't they? Look, we're running out of time, really, for this. And I'm Dennis. Oh, God, sorry. I mean,
when I said his name quietly, he never got upset.
I'm not upset. No, it's my fault. I'm really sorry. I apologise here. And I'm sorry. Caller number one. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Look, honestly, we have counsellors standing by. What I'm going to do, I'm going to terminate you from the call, caller number one, because you can talk to somebody about this issue. We do have these trained people standing by. Thank you both for your call. Erin, could you sum up the debate in one word for me, please?
Badger.
Thank you. And Dennis. Just one word. And there we must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we do need names in modern society, do we need names in post-Brexit Britain when we've got condoms and owls? What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M1 northbound, it is slow between junctions 23 and junction 24. The M1 southbound through South Yorkshire, one lane closed off due to a broken down vehicle between junctions 34 and 33. The M27 westbound through Hampshire, we've got a lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down car on the M27 westbound at junction 3. That's causing delays. And also Greater Manchester, the M6 southbound, one lane blocked off due to an accident just around junction 24.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We will get you talking. That is what the slogan for Talk Radio is and says. Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. And of course, you know that the DAB screens where the slogan lives aren't long enough to have the whole message on there. So it's very threatening. Talk Radio, we'll get you. Take a photograph of your radio, if it's threatening you like that, and send it to us, because we are compiling a gallery. Sex Luke, who works on the website, is collating these pictures, and we will have a gallery of threatening DAB radios before very long on the website. You can send them to us all at Talk Radio Twitter thing. Now, It's reaction time. Some of your reactions coming in for the big debate. Of course, we said, do we need names in post-Brexit Britain? Do we need names nowadays, do we? When we've got condoms and owls, do we need them still? A lot of people getting in touch. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, this is coming from PC's Gone Mad, who's a police officer. He says, a lot of people called Dennis have actually reclaimed it as their own, that name now, so they're very happy to use it.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have to say the D word,
yeah.
obviously, but people who are called Dennis can actually call each other a Dennis.
Mm.
I understand. What's up, my Dennis? They say, don't they? And there's a Dennis with attitude. So, what else has been coming?
Lots coming. Also, this. I can't believe you name shamed that caller. You are a menace. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
that's clearly a pranker there.
Yeah,
a prankster. Yeah. Made me read that. I see what you. We see what you're doing there, and it's not big and it's not clever.
Yeah.
So please don't get in touch with the show again.
Yeah. Right then, it's Friday on the programme and elsewhere, and on the Friday on the programme, what we have to do is well, we have a little slot for you if you'd like to make a speech request or dedication to somebody, a speech or a talk. We're not a radio station that plays music. We can't really do that. Radio 2 kind of have the monopoly on what they call Some Request Friday. We have... Sorry, all, I beg your pardon. They have All Request Friday. We have to call it Some Request Friday because Radio 2, there's a legal case because we used the word all and now they're taking us to court because they own the word all. Anyway, Simon Mayo does that on Radio 2, plays music for people in a dedication sort of a way. We can do it, but with speeches and talks because we're a talk radio station. Anything you like. Here's one, this one that's coming for Some Request Friday. Hi, John, Con, Victoria, as broadcast through the glass brackets, the miserable window. Chloe, also through the glass brackets, miserable window. Kate Partridge, the moose, work experience Lee, Gilo in the office, and John again. Now, I know you've played it a lot this week, but I'm really loving that new big, fat, massive Sam Allardyce speech that he released this week. He said these words didn't he outside his house. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah. I've loved listening to it all this week, and just for me, just because it's a banging anthem, and I've learned the words, and I want to speak along with it this afternoon. I'd love to hear it. Sam Allardyce speaking outside his house. That's from Alan, who sent that in. So, Alan, especially for you on Some Request Friday, here it is.
I think that on reflection, it was a silly thing to do, but. Just to let everybody know, I sort of helped out what was somebody I'd known for 30 years, and unfortunately it was an error in judgment on my behalf, and I paid the consequences. But, you know, entrapment has won on this occasion, and I have to accept that. The agreement was done very amicably with the FA. Apologise to those and all concerned that was... in those unfortunate situations I've put myself in. So I have a confidentiality agreement, lads, and I took the time to talk to you on this matter. I can't answer any more questions just now. I'm going to go away and reflect on it. I'm off abroad just to chill out and reflect, and I'd like to wish all the England lads, Gareth and the staff, all the very best.
Was that your last job in football, though?
Who knows? We'll wait and see.
Thanks, lads.
There it was, Sam Allardyce there, seemingly being attacked by woodpecker throughout that little speech there. And then we play that for Alan, who wanted to hear that as part of Some Request Friday. If you've got a request or dedication of a speech or talk that you want to hear, get in touch, 87222.
Sighting message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sighting message with a request.
Now, you are aware, if you're a regular listener, of Cornelius. A text has genuinely just come in from Dean Morton, a tweet. Sorry, it says, John, can you just slap Con? Just because. Well, yes, when he comes back, I will. For you, Dean. But before that, you see, he's not in the room, because what's happened is he's gone out there to the lift. Because, you know, the haters gonna hate. It's time for this week's edition of Con Descending, where Con goes into the lift here in the Talk Radio building and reads out the haters' texts and tweets live as the lift travels downwards through the building. Con Descending. And, you know, we're not the kind of people to ignore the texts and tweets from the haters or delete them or phone the police and report them. We know that's not us. We embrace it. And what better way to do it than with a man reading them out in a lift. Right, it's condescending. Cornelius, can you hear me there? Cornelius, are you there?
Yes, hello, John. Here I am in the lift, ready to go. There's a man with me. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, OK, I've changed the station to this.
What is that?
It's a Honka radio, a station for Ghanaians in the UK.
Fine.
Let's begin. Hertz Van Rental on Twitter says, at Julia HB1, have you ever listened to the rubbish that follows your show on talk radio?
Yes.
Patty Pat says, I don't believe in the death penalty, as I think all criminals should be given a chance. But after giving John Holmes on talk radio a chance, I now think all criminals should be killed. At least they may be able to now diversify the Now Show by putting someone actually funny on it. That's come on by anyone out there on Twitter.
Thank you.
Jeff Milton on the website Chortle said, absolutely superb. Like listening to most Radio 4 comedies. That man's now left. He didn't crack a smile through any of that. The Now Show caters for the oh-so-right-on liberal left, intellectually stunted Guardian readers. It's puerile tosh. Jeff on the text this week says, this show is puerile tosh. We can only speculate as this to whether that is the same Jeff. Dear Talk Radio, I'd like to make a suggestion that you just have silence on during the afternoon slot. It would be both cheaper and better.
Just a suggestion.
Yes. The government shouldn't concentrate on desserts. They should name and shame radio shows as awful as this one, says Colonel Flustered on Twitter. And finally, you think that hipster things are hateful? Well then, that must make this show very hipster. Anonymous on text. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Cornelius, there. Live from the lift, the haters gonna hate. If you hate me or this show, why not get in touch? You can do it at Talk Radio. It's on Twitter. You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hate.
Or you can do it to me personally at John Holmes, one the haters gonna hate. We'll be bringing you live music very shortly. We've dragged a busker in off the streets, as we do on a Friday, for Live Music Friday. He will be performing for us. He's called Stephen. He'll be live here in the studio after the news with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John Holmes. It's mission accomplished for the Rosetta spacecraft after it was crashed onto a comet that it's been examining for more than 12 years. The European Space Agency project ended this lunchtime with a controlled impact. Scientists in the Mission Control Centre in Germany burst into applause and hugged each other. Ian Costello is a former engineer on the project. He's really pleased with what it's accomplished.
For it actually to get there and sort of survive all those years in space, in a cold environment, to survive the launch and to actually place the satellite at the comet and to be able to put the lander on the comet itself was a terrific achievement for us.
The EU referendum result has left future investment at the UK's biggest car factory in Sunderland in doubt. Nissan is worried they could end up paying higher tariffs to export vehicles in Europe. A homeless man has admitted killing a 10-year-old boy and his aunt during a police chase in South London last month. Joshua Dobby will go on trial next year after pleading guilty to causing death by dangerous driving, but denying the manslaughter of Micaiah McDermott and Rosie Cooper in Penge. QPR manager Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank says he doesn't want or need to take money from transfers. He denies any wrongdoing following claims of corruption in football exposed by the Daily Telegraph. And Samsung will relaunch its flagship smartphone in the UK next month after resolving a problem with exploding batteries. It had to cancel the introduction of the Galaxy Note 7 after several caught fire in other countries. The weather showers easing overnight, but heavy rain across the south later on. Lows of 7 degrees. Thanks, Cornelius. Tomorrow, mostly dry in the north with spells of sunshine and isolated showers for some. Thanks, John. Potentially thundery showers in southern regions. Highs of 15. There's more in half an hour.
Would you like a chilli heatwave Dorito?
Yes, actually, I would. I love that flavour. Finally, you're feeding me.
Other Doritos are available. Thank you.
Mm. Oh, hang on.
Where are you going? What was that for?
John just hit Cornelius.
Dean Morton tweeted, John, can you slap Con just because? And I said, when you got back from the lift, I would. It wasn't Mitch, Dean.
I'm just trying to think what words I can call Dean.
That was quite a large thump.
I'll tweet him. I'll tweet him.
Yeah. You all right, Victoria? Mm-hmm. Enjoying that crisp?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Right. Have you finished? Have you done
yeah.
All right. That's Victoria with the news. She'll be back in half an hour with more of it.
Yep.
And, what?
I just tweeted it.
Did you do a swear?
Not the worst one, but we can't say it on the radio.
Okay, fine. Live music on the way next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Yes, that much is clear and also true. And it's just gone 3:30. And on a Friday, in the last half an hour, what we like to do is chillax. That's what the kids say, isn't it now? The kids and that, they're slang. Chillaxing. Don't they? We like to do it with live music. We go outside, we drag a busker in from off the street. And, well, I guess we kind of lose the money by doing that. But anyway, Stephen, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, we'll be the judge of that. so, Stephen Spender, right? That's to give you your full name?
Yes, that's right. My name.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, where did they find you and drag you from?
The Tate Modern.
Oh, outside the Tate Modern?
Yeah, outside the Tate.
Good,
yeah.
Good spot. Yeah.
It is a great spot. Yeah.
Have you been doing it long outside the Tate Modern? I mean, why is that your spot?
It's kind of one of my spots. I've been doing it since I got to London in February.
Yep.
And then a friend of mine saw buskers playing there and recommended it and tried it out, and it was good.
So I am quite astute with accent spotting, but I think you're not from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you from?
Australia. No. Some people think that, but
yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to guess, you know, America.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I can't really be any more specific if I'm honest.
It's Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the Canadians.
The Canadians,
yes.
Yeah.
That's annoying, isn't it? Because I say America, but it's Canada. That annoys Canadians if people think they're from America. Is that right?
Does it annoy you? I couldn't care less, personally. But
good answer.
Excellent.
Good answer. So, you've been here since February.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. And what prompted the move over here, then?
Well, initially I was just coming for a couple of months.
Yep.
And then it just has kind of grown, and the music scene's great over here. I'm liking it. So I was actually born here.
But, oh, okay.
But I left when I was 5 so I can work.
Yeah.
But I haven't really needed to because I've been busking. So.
Yeah. But so have you still got citizenship?
I still have citizenship here. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What was it? I guess family move and et cetera.
Family move, yeah, exactly.
Where were you born then?
I was born near Wembley.
Oh, okay. London. So London. Yeah. So yeah. And did you come back regularly, or was this kind of the first time back after years?
Oh no, I came back with my family when I was growing up, and then I went to theater school here for a while.
Oh, okay.
Way back in the '90s, and a couple times here and there.
Yeah. All right. And music wise, is it something you've always done, or did you kind of? I mean, obviously, theater school would indicate a performing nature.
I've always kind of been writing songs since I've been 18. Friends played the guitar, so yeah.
All right. Well, look, we're going to have 2 songs from you, I think.
Yeah.
If that's right. So we'll do the first one now.
Yeah. Okay.
What are we hearing first, Steve?
Okay. This is the first song I wrote when I got here. It's called It's All Right. I don't normally play it, but I don't know. I feel like it. So
let's do it.
Yes.
Live music on the radio on a Friday in the studio. Stephen Spender, here we go.
Okay. And it's all right. When you die, 21 grams floats up to the sky, and you disappear into love. It's all right when you cry.
Your tears, they float into the night and evaporate into love. High flying, no time to get it done. Always running, gotta have your fun. 'Cause it's all so quick, so quick, so quick, like a setting sun. And it's alright to feel alone. There's someone there. Pick up the phone and you call out for love. High flying, no time to get it done. Always running, gotta have your fun. 'Cause it's all so quick, so quick, so quick, like a setting sun. And I'm just visiting here, and I'm just drifting through time, and I'm just visiting for a while. It's all so quick, so quick, so quick, like a setting sun. And it's alright.
Yeah!
Live music on the radio in your face, virgin downstairs. That's how you do a session. Stephen, excellent stuff. Thank you very much.
Cool,
and so you said you weren't sure you were going to play that one.
No, I don't normally play that one. So I'm not. Sometimes it lands. Sometimes I'm not sure.
Yeah. How do you
decide? It's an unknown.
How do you decide? I mean, because every week we do this, right? So we get, you know, which is great for the busking community. We like to get people in playing live for us, you know, that we've seen around and about and that that we've liked. And it's a question I often ask is, how do you choose your set? Does it vary? Is it, you know, because a lot of people say it's also seasonal because it depends on what mood people are in, whether the sun's out or whether. Find that? Is that?
What do you mean, like farming or?
I hear
seasonal. Yeah. it depends. Like today, my harmonica is kind of broken. I often play the harmonica, and one of my favorite songs uses the harmonica, but I couldn't do that today. So I don't know. It just sort of, I had chosen a different one called Golden Gate, and then on the way here, I just thought, you should play that one.
Yeah.
It just kind of popped in my brain and thought, I'll just go with it.
Fair enough. Well, I'm glad you did, because we like that.
Thanks.
And the first song you wrote when you got here, back in
February.
Right. Stay there, because we'll talk more, and you'll play more. I mean, that's an order. Fine. Good. Right. Also, Yasmin Khan will be on the way very shortly as well. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, for she is doing her Friday Drive Time show, and she'll be in to tell us what's going on. But that will be after more live music from Stephen, who is in with us this afternoon as part of Live Music Friday. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Well, on the M1 northbound, it is slow between junctions 23 and junction 24. The M1 southbound through South Yorkshire, one lane closed off due to a broken down vehicle between junctions 34 and 33. The M27 westbound through Hampshire, we've got a lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down car on the M27 westbound at junction 3. That's causing delays. And also Greater Manchester, the M6 southbound, one lane blocked off due to an accident just around junction 24.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio.
Every weekday morning from 6, join Paul Ross for the Full Set Breakfast.
A supersized scoop of breaking news, a generous dollop of big-name guests and, of course, a well-seasoned host.
Then from 10, the lady who's not for turning off.
Join me, Julia Hartley-Brewer, on the UK's premier forum of free speech for 3 hours of outspoken current affairs debate and fearless opinion.
From 1, give your afternoons an alternative edge with John Holmes.
What colour would you paint a palette?
I wouldn't paint it. It's one of the biggest pieces of nonsense I've ever heard.
Yeah, we might say that, yeah.
24-7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, good afternoon. It's just coming up to a time. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes on it. And just before we hear more live music from Stephen Spender, who is with us this afternoon as part of our Live Music Friday, I've just been, just during the travel there, I was just looking through the news.
Oh, John.
I did. I've got all the papers here.
I wouldn't touch that one.
I might. I got the papers there, and the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. Lots of people write to us via email and text and tell us that they can't get their head around the news and whether there's anything we can do to help them. Now, I obviously print off all those texts and emails and tweets, and then I put them in a big post bag and then put them in the office, and then occasionally I'll always pick out one such as this. This was a text that came in. Hi, John. Read the news. I just can't get my head around it. Is there anything you could do to explain it? Well, actually, yes, there is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because what we do, you see, we've learned over the past 7 or 8 months that we've been on air, is that if you take the news and you strip it back to its component part, just break it right down. Just like, you know, like the probe has crashed into the comet.
Yes.
And it's going to sort of see what it's composed of, what minerals, what rocks, you know, what exactly it's the data it's going to send back. It's like if you crashed a probe into the news, what you would find is that it would reveal that the composition of the news is Japanese poetry.
Oh, I thought so.
Yeah. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and then 5 syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Trump slags off Google. You'd think they'd have common ground with their tax records.
News in haikus. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Stephen Spender is our musical guest. Hello, Stephen.
Hey.
We just heard one of his tracks. You're a fan of a haiku, though, you were just telling me.
Yeah, I do like the haiku. Yeah, that was one of the first poems I think I ever wrote.
It's an art form, haiku. Isn't it?
It's good, yeah. Just simple, clean.
Simple, clean, to the point.
Yeah.
And that's why it best explains complicated news stories.
Exactly.
That's what we've discovered. Now, Stephen Spender is your name, right?
That's
now,
my name, yeah.
I Googled you.
Oh, okay.
Right, just to see what I got. And this is interesting about you. You died in 1995.
Yes, that's correct.
Sir Stephen Harold Spender, CBE, was an English poet, novelist, and essayist who concentrated on themes of social injustice.
Yes.
And the class struggle in his work. But here's what's interesting. He was appointed Poet Laureate Consultant in Poetry, so we're just talking about haikus, to the United States Library of Congress in 1965.
That's it.
Let's pretend for a moment that you're not from Canada, because that gets in the way of the point. But are you aware of his work? Are you aware of your namesake?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I wasn't named after him, but of course, I'm aware of it.
Awkwardly, you see, I'm called John Holmes.
Yes. I don't know, yours might be better.
Actually. It's difficult, isn't it? Because, you know, for those of mine, John Holmes was a notable porn star in the 1970s, and he's dead now of the AIDS. But he makes you wonder whether my parents, you know, it makes you wonder how I was conceived, doesn't it? That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
And where they got that name idea. That's all I'm going. I'm not going to dwell on it, Stephen.
No.
I'm just saying that we all have our crosses to bear.
I feel comforted by that. Good. Thank you.
So, listen, when you came over here in February to do this stuff, were you meaning to still be here then? Or did it just go so well that you think, this is going to be fine?
Yeah, something like that. It was just going well, so I figured I'd keep on going.
What did you do back in Canada?
In Canada, the same thing. I did music, and also, I started out as an actor, so I did that for a long time.
Yep.
Quite a few years.
Yeah.
But I was just, busking, doing music.
So, did you still act as well?
I just started getting back into it before I left, so I do still act, but I haven't done it for a while.
Yeah. It's clearly a musical calling, but I mean, and it's all related, but do you sort of swap about? Do you go, okay, I kind of want to do a bit more acting, then I want to do a bit more music, or are you now just going, right, okay, the music's
right calling. Now it's just the music, but I'm kind of integrating acting.
All right.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm always interested, because when we get buskers in on Friday, it's always interesting to find out what else they do and how, because, you know, hey, you make a living out of it, that's what you do. But it's also, you know, sunny, but it won't be soon, so, you know, it goes a bit quieter, I guess, in the wintertime, especially here,
and
in Canada, because it's freezing all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm from Vancouver, so it's the same kind of weather as here, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just wonder, you know, I was always interested to find out how people got to... We had a guy in a couple of weeks ago, fascinating story, actually. He was ex-armed forces and had quite a lot of problems when he came out. Like was homeless, you know, proper... But he'd kind of found, through music, it'd sort of given him a sort of direction to do. And it's, you know, kind of, 'cause people have all these kind of interesting stories about how they... I mean, it was interested about how you end up on the in front of the Tate. You know, it's because people have all these journeys. And they get there, but
yeah, I don't know. I just started busking like 6 years ago. It was just a good way to get out, work the chops.
Yeah,
and do you start making money?
Do you do your own stuff when you're busking, or do you just?
Yeah, I do about like 30% my own.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you lure them in with something they know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just go, and here's one of mine.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Where?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What are we gonna hear next?
What are we going to hear next? This was one of John Holmes, John Holmes, his favorite songs. No, I think he was. I think he was gone by then.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wicked Game. You must know it.
I know it. Chris Isaak.
Yeah, I'm going to do a shortened version.
All right. It's fine. You've got... look, we have to stop at 4 o'clock. But, you know, carry on.
That's not... I'm afraid that's not how it works.
Is it not a 9-minute version of this? No?
I'm afraid.
All right, okay, shortened version.
Okay, I'll do a shortened version.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Live music on the radio, on the Talk Radio, with Stephen Spender this afternoon. It's Talk Radio, Live Music Friday.
World was on fire and no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed I'd meet somebody like you.
I never dreamed I'd love somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you. What a wicked game to play, to make me feel that way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt that way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And now I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you.
Superb stuff. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been calling you Stephen. Is it Stephen or Steve?
Yeah, Stephen's good.
Oh, fine, I'll do that. Right, where would we find you? And I don't mean outside the Tate Modern, although I know we would, but online, if people are going, he's good, where on the... I believe there's the modern internet. Are you aware of it?
Yes, the modern internet. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Do you have that in Canada?
Yeah, we're getting it.
Oh, okay.
StephenSpender.ca is my website.
.ca.
If you search Stephen Spender Music.
What's .ca?
That's Canada.
Oh, okay, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard that one before. I don't know. Yeah. Don't call me a dumbass cast in my ears. In my headphones, she's like, dumbass. I'm not. It's one I haven't come across before, that's all.
I'll show you how to get it on your typewriter.
Thank you. I don't understand the modern world. StephenSpender.ca.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's, you can find me. Or if you just search Stephen Spender Music, my Facebook page, all the stuff.
Don't just put Stephen Spender, because then you will get the dead poet. The dead poet, which I understand he has a society.
Yes, he does.
We should all be... It's quite clever.
That is not clever.
No, that's quite good.
That is not clever.
Oh,
just going, dead poet. Society!
You know.
I'm going to say the word society.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 5 to... Four. Yeah. I don't care anymore. It's a Friday. Listen, Stephen, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. There you go. And also, Sex Luke has filmed. Hi, Sex Luke. You don't need to.
Hi.
Yeah. So, Luke does the website. Regular listeners will know Sex Luke is called Sex Luke for reasons that it's far too complicated to go. Do you know about this story?
Yes. No. Yeah.
Well, basically, Luke is his Luke. This is Luke. Luke, Stephen, Luke. Yeah. He's been filming
he's
you.
Kind of sexy.
He's going to. No. He's going to put that. He really isn't. He's going to put that on his.
I said the no because I'm a guy. I don't
he's going to put that on the website, apparently, or he's going to try because he doesn't really know how it works either. But anyway, he's going to try. But essentially, he came into the office about a few months ago and told us he had sex with a girl and was proud of it, so we call him Sex Luke. That's basically the gist of it.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so Stephen, thank you. Luke, thank you, Les.
Thank you very much.
We'll end today. Oh, yes. Oh, no, I was going to end, but I don't need to end. Because
minutes.
No, I was going to end with a thing, but I don't need to end with the thing, because Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, has
it's
made
really
it into the studio.
It's falling apart, this show, hasn't it?
No! How are you?
Hello.
How are the devil?
I am not the devil.
No, no. I wasn't suggesting that for a moment.
She was on earlier.
But she was on in the morning.
A bit harsh.
How are you, though?
Really well.
Good.
Really
it's always
well.
A pleasure. It's all, I always look forward to a Friday.
Oh, bless.
I do, because, you know, Sam Delaney comes in here with his little handover.
Yeah.
And it's near. And then James Whale this
Nobody
week.
Nobody wants me.
With his, you know, near.
How was that?
Opinionated.
Yes. He doesn't like Cornelius. Anyway, so...
Aww.
But no, I always look forward to our Friday exchange.
Me too.
So, you know, what have you
Get
got coming?
Shy about it.
Stop it. Oh, you. What have you got coming up in the programme? You've always got excited. You've always got things. You always say things like Paul Young at me.
Well,
exciting things like that.
Today, yeah? Possibly even more exciting.
Go on.
Me and Emily Blunt, totally BFFs.
Emily Blunt.
How has she got Emily Blunt?
Whoa.
I stress it was a little chat I had with her a few days ago.
Hang on. Can I just ask one of the people who work on the show's job is to sort guests out? Why haven't we got Emily Blunt?
I asked her for her number.
No.
Yeah, that's not the same as booking a guest.
Why haven't we got Emily Blunt?
I don't
know. Why has she got Emily Blunt? Why has she asked me got Emily Blunt?
It's just drive time. It's a bigger show, isn't it?
No.
For sake.
Yours is a very big show too.
Yeah.
Size
yeah,
doesn't matter
time,
anyway.
Drive Time's the second biggest show on the station.
It doesn't. The length of the show doesn't matter, but the width of the show matters.
Girth of the show.
Yeah, the girth of the show. We had Noel Edmonds yesterday.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, we had Noel Edmonds.
See, that's a massive guest.
Take your blunt and... No,
was he talking about
don't rhyme that.
Was he talking about his magic box?
Well, I think I don't know what we're talking about now.
Anyway, Emily Blunt.
Yeah, that's excellent. Good.
We've also got Ricky from Off of the Deacon Blue.
Once again.
I got you Deacon Blue on Monday.
I saw Deacon Blue live on Monday playing in a square.
Where was
in
my
a,
invite?
In a tent.
Oh.
But I'd have had Ricky Ross on. I love Deacon Blue.
He's a good lad. So their new album's out today. He's talking about that.
Yep.
News-wise...
Why haven't we got Ricky Ross from Deacon Blue? Seriously, his new album's out today.
Yeah.
He would have come on.
You see, the problem is, John, in the office you say Deacon Blue, six faces turn around and go, sorry, what's that?
For God's
sake. I thought you were saying Beacon Blue. That's
who's
why we got that
who's
police
your producer?
Officer on.
Who's your producer?
I've renamed him Rickinder.
Yes. Rick. I want him. Because this lot... Deacon Blue!
To be fair, that was one I got myself.
You just sit there eating crisps!
Look, news-wise, we're going to be talking about this Generation Rent story that those who are born in the 80s, they're half as wealthy as those born in the 70s. Why has that happened?
Thatcher.
James Whale again?
Yeah, no. There he is.
And we're also going to be a great but terrible story, very interesting story, about supermarkets using bread for marketing and how one charity claims that up to, I think it's basically thousands of tonnes per day in one city alone in the UK of bread gets wasted.
Just thrown out.
Yeah, and they struggle to redistribute even the amount that gets left over.
I guess, yes, because I suppose with bread, it's a kind of limited shelf life, isn't it? So how do you...
Baguettes
and the
like
speed...
That.
Yes, exactly. So the speed with which to distribute it to people that might need it...
Yep.
How do you do that?
And Emily Blunt's on the show.
Oh, shut your face. It's time... Oh, look, your producer's staring at me now because I've overrun time-wise. And what's going to happen? He's cross because, look, he's...
Oh, he's got the... That's a right hump going on
Ricky,
there now.
Ricky, come in here a minute. Just come in here.
Come into the studio.
Oh, no.
Ricky, come in.
What's going on?
Oh. Ricky's coming. You're Yasmin's producer, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah. How did you get Emily Blunt and Weed?
Oh, I sorted it out, didn't I?
Yeah.
Could you produce this show?
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, mate.
Victoria's making...
I know. It's 1 minute past four. I've eaten into all of your time.
I've noticed.
Just quickly, can I read the alphabet? A. B.
Bye, Cornelius.
Anyway. Talk
Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.